The 3 o'clock hour is brought to you by Train Heating and Air Conditioning.
Here's Butler now with three to shoot behind the screen of Gillespie.
A three is good.
That's big.
Big time three by Butler. Dotson kicks it right corner to Garrett. Pass to Azubuike, stolen away by Davion Mitchell. To Teague, he'll lay it in with a foul. Baylor's first win ever in Allen Fieldhouse. And the Bears, number four in the nation, impressive in a win over third-ranked Kansas. Final score, Baylor 67, Kansas 55.
Give it to Coleman, and he goes for the touchdown. Touchdown 49ers, and they're back on top.
Direct snap, Henry, jump pass. Oh, trickery! Tennessee.
Now the gun on second and goal. Across the middle, it is caught by Fells for the touchdown. And the Texans stunning everyone here in Kansas City in the opening minutes.
Pass wide open. Adams makes the catch. Makes a move. Sprinting for the end zone.
Live from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, this is You Make the Call on ESPN Central Texas. Here's David Smoak and Paul Catalina.
National championship decided tonight, the Final Four in the NFL, and the Astros, my goodness, they got hammered today by the commissioner and changes at the top of their front office. And does it taint the world title from 2 years ago? Your thoughts about that? Plus, Baylor's coaching search continues. Baylor men's and women's basketball, both ranked number two in the latest poll and right on the verge of being number one. Your thoughts about that as well. And so much to get to today. We will focus in quite a bit on Clemson and LSU, the playoffs. If you are the Ravens today, who feels worse, the Ravens or the Texans? Your thoughts about that. 254-662-1660, the number to call. 254-662-1660 is the number to call. David Smoak in studio, Paul Catalina, Garrett Ross, and all decked out with his LSU Tigers.
Absolutely.
Go Tigers. Yeah. Are you going to be able to watch the game at home, or are you going to work out tonight?
I'm going to watch it at home. Okay. Kansas is going to do the game, so I'll be able to watch
nervous?
It.
Nervous?
Not really. I mean, I think that I am interested to see Venable's defense against Brady's offense. I think that is really key to the game. That kind of got me on edge. But ultimately, I think LSU can take care of business. I'm thinking LSU 45-31. But we'll see how it shakes
last
out.
Time they played in New Orleans for a national title, they beat Ohio State. Matt Flynn was the quarterback, mm-hmm. and I was there. It was a great win for LSU against an explosive team out of Ohio State at the time. Paul, who feels worse today, the Texans or the Ravens?
I'm going to say the Texans slightly. The Ravens never led that game. The Texans were up 21-0, could have gone up 28-0 if they'd kind of been aggressive. Then it was like that one decision just pulled this little loose thread, you know, and everything came loose. So he doesn't go for it on fourth down, calls a timeout to kick a field goal to save himself from getting a penalty. And if Camry Fairbairn can't make a 36-yarder and you save that timeout, they could have really used that timeout at the end of the half. The Chiefs use that as some sort of rallying cry and score 41 straight points before the Texans score again. I think it's the Texans because they were in complete control and then wound up getting blown out.
Yeah, gave up 51 points, which in the NFL is just such an unheard of number. Hey, how about this? The Ravens and Lamar Jackson, it does not take away from he'll win the MVP, but it sure does sting. They had the ball eight times in Tennessee territory. They had drives that ended, this is from Will Brinson, they had drives that ended at the Titans 36-31-4. The 18, 31, 15, 16, and 21 in the 21-yard line and scored 12 points. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Just by those alone, you could kick a field goal on every one of those drives and score 24. I thought they made some really weird decisions. I think that they just kind of got shell-shocked, kind of like a puncher. A guy that beats people up in boxing, and then a guy hits him back, or he throws a punch, a good punch that normally knocks somebody out, and who he's fighting doesn't like even wince or doesn't go down, mm-hmm. and then you wonder about that as well. All right. By the way, one other note on the Baylor coaching search. Listen, I have no idea what's going on. I know they had a team meeting last night, but nothing to that. That was what they were going to do anyway because they're all back from the break. And so that was normal as they continue on. I do know this, the dead period for recruiting ends on the 17th, which would be, what, Garrett Friday?
Yes.
So the dead period ends on the 17th. Mac Rhodes is not going to make a decision based on the dead period, but it does at least come into the picture. I have a lot of people that have texted me in the last, well, I'd say that maybe more, not even text, but when I was at the women's game yesterday, a couple of people that said, well, he's got to have the guy in place by Wednesday, right? He can introduce him at maybe pregame or halftime of the Baylor-Iowa State game. That's not why you hire a head coach. You hire the head coach and you name the head coach when you know you have the right, or you think is the right, head coach. Of course, a lot of favorites still, Joey McGuire. I had a couple of people actually that have been at Baylor before reach out to me over the weekend asking me, it's Joey's job, right? And I said, that's where a lot of the fan base and a lot of the players, and that's where a lot of momentum is, but there's no guarantee at all because we've been surprised by Mac Rhodes in the past when Matt Rhule, in fact, who turned out to be a tremendous coach for them, was named the head coach to replace Jim Grobe, who, of course, was the interim coach before Art Briles. Hey, this Houston Astros thing, we've discussed this before with some of the things that went on in a celebration when they beat the Yankees or whoever it was, and the reporter screaming at a couple of female reporters or whatever. But this here, this has been, I think they got this done pretty fast, considering.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL never gets something like this done this fast. It lingers. How much of a similarity is there to Jeff Leno and A.J. Hinch being disciplined for a year and then being fired on the same day than what happened with the Saints and Bounty Gate?
It's a little bit different in that the Saints just said, okay, the Saints clearly didn't think what they did was wrong or at least fireable because they kept Sean Payton. And, of course, you don't let a guy like that go. I think baseball doesn't value managers like football values coaches. I mean, clearly, because the turnover is kind of nuts comparatively, but there are some similarities, yeah. And Jim Crane reacted factly. I think it's funny that, you know, the owner can stand up there and be like, I can't put up with this. Like, he didn't know. Yeah, you can't fire the owner, but, like, come on.
How come others who knew, and this was apparently player-driven, why aren't they fined severely?
You know what I think that baseball's excuse will be? The real reason is the Players Association would get them tied up forever. The reason that they can say is, well, if you're Carlos Beltran, who's now the manager of the Mets, or if you're, if you're Garrett Cole or whoever it is, Carlos Correa, you're just acting at the direction of your manager, right?
If it was player-driven, you are?
But you say it's player.
The investigation basically said that this was player driven.
But see, the manager still has to make the decision to let him do it, right? Like he could say no.
There's some things a player could do that the manager or the general manager or the owner doesn't know about, right?
Yeah, but putting up a camera in center field and all the things that they did, you know.
Does this taint the World Series title in 17? If you're an Astros fan, I would think 99.999999% of you say no. Unless it was another team, and then you were like, my God, man, that's cheating. Be honest. That's fine. I mean, if you don't want it to taint your world championship, that's fine. But be honest about it, because if it was the Yankees or the Cubs, or if it was the Rangers or the Dodgers, if they'd lost the series and the Dodgers had this come up, you would go, my God, they should forfeit the championship. Yeah. That's all I ever ask whenever you have an opinion. Is don't be hypocritical with the opinion.
I'll just give you mine because the Red Sox manager is about to get fired, and he was caught up in this in both places because he was on staff with the Astros in 2017. It sucks, but I don't care that much.
All right, so what? Not only did Crane, Jim Crane, the owner, not only did baseball come down with a hammer, the Astros lose a first and second round pick for the next couple of years. They will be fined $5 million. That's a record. And both A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luno were suspended for 1 year, correct?
Yes.
Now, will either one of them, they're both very good at what they do.
Oh, they'll get a job in a year. They'll get a job in a year.
254-662-1660. Who feels worse today, the Texans or the Ravens? Two different things. You're just straight up pick on the Clemson-LSU game tonight. And then also, hey, Jimmy Johnson and Bill Cowher. I saw the Bill Cowher deal with Mr. Baker, who's the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They're doing this differently. They're really adding a large dose of names this year, kind of like they're trying to almost like play makeup, like catch up. And when I saw Bill Cowher, this is me. This is not trying to take away from the career of Bill Cowher, but I was surprised that he was going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. However, the next day, Jimmy Johnson, who had a much different record, not nearly as many wins, but had an unbelievable playoff record. Bill Cowher's record, 149 wins, 90 losses, and one tie. 12-9 in the postseason, all right? And they won the Super Bowl, what year was that, Paul?
2000 and...
They beat Seattle. Was it beat Seattle?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, remember the numbers.
Yeah.
I'm going to read these numbers. 149, 90, and 1. 125, 77, and 2. Cowher was 12-9 in the postseason. This person's 10-9 in the postseason. They both have a Super Bowl championship.
Is that Mike McCarthy?
It's Mike McCarthy.
Yeah. So
Mike McCarthy, straight up, is basically Bill Cowher, who's now going to be inducted this summer into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Well, and if Mike McCarthy can do what no one else has done, then he's pretty much stamped himself in
there.
Well,
why would he have to win?
Yeah, he doesn't. But, I mean, now, like...
Unless he, like, goes 4-12 a couple of times.
Yeah. But you know what I thought when I was watching that game and David Baker walked out and said hello to Bill Cowher? I said, his butt better be on a jet out west tomorrow. That's what I thought. Because, you know, no offense... And, again, no offense to Bill Cowher, but... Jimmy Johnson built a dynasty. You know, and so if that's the standard that you're putting it on, I thought Jimmy Johnson should absolutely be in. And I've always felt because he didn't really coach all that long, he was always going to be on the fence.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson, pure numbers. His pure numbers, 80 wins and 64 losses. 9-4 in the postseason. 80 wins and 64 losses, but he has two world titles. Helped basically build the three of the four. Barry Switzer gets credit because he was there when they won it all. That doesn't mean it's easy, no matter what anyone thinks. It's always kind of lazy to say that it was, you know, well, he just had to not screw it up. Jimmy Johnson, the emotions of Jimmy Johnson yesterday were amazing. Here's what he had to say.
The only thing I can think of is all the assistant coaches that have worked for me, all the great players have played for me. They're the reason I'm here. And they're the reason I can't talk.
All right.
No.
Where's your boss?
I mean, this is so special to me because when you put in the work that we put in, it's nice to know people appreciate it.
Jimmy Johnson. When you think of him, you think of steely, sometimes even cruel because of how he, you know, he was no nonsense, but he has a great sense of humor. To me, not only was it his conversation when they were talking to him after David Baker had told him he's going to be a part of the next class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the 100th year of pro football. To me, it was the picture of Troy Aikman watching the presentation in the booth during the game between the Packers and Seahawks, and Troy Aikman's had tears coming down his cheeks.
He he showed the picture on Instagram and then kind of explained why he was crying. He said that they had a very, and people may not know this, that don't follow the Cowboys as closely or nothing, but they had a rocky relationship at the beginning. Very rocky.
And well documented.
Yeah, but I mean, he said, I didn't realize that they didn't talk for long stretches of time, even when they were preparing for games, it was essentially, you know, Jimmy Johnson would be at the front of the room. Troy Aikman would just be taking notes, and they go out and do their thing, and they pretty much talk on Sundays. But they, you know, made him better, and everything worked out.
Bill Cowher. Let me go over this again. 149. This is regular season and combined playoffs. 161, 99, and 1, and a Super Bowl. Mike McCarthy, 135, 85, and 2, and one Super Bowl. Cowher's not going to add any more to his resume. He's been done for a long time. It was always the big rumor he was going to come back at some point. He never has blinked. And Mike McCarthy, quite frankly, with a very similar resume. That's who the Cowboys have as a head coach, no matter how McCarthy's last couple of years may have been in Green Bay. So good for Jimmy Johnson and good for Bill Cowher. Q said that he mentioned on the show that he didn't agree with Bill Cowher going into Pro Football's Hall of Fame. I don't have all the coaches' records in front of me of who's in. We know who's in, but compared to who's maybe not in and where Cowher compares to then, Jimmy Johnson's record of wins and losses, the longevity, he was not a stats compiler, but he helped build a dynasty, as Paul mentioned, and a dynasty that dominated pro football for a half a decade. And so will be interesting to see. And there's how many of the current coaches today, Belichick is one, how many other current NFL coaches, and there's some that are so young, McVay and Shanahan and names like that. How many of today's current coaches among the 32 do you think will end up, based on the ones who have enough notches in the belt to be a part of Pro Football's Hall of Fame?
In the NFL today, Sean Payton does. Chris, especially based on the Cowher thing. I mean, obviously, Belichick. I was going to say John Harbaugh was getting close. I kind of want to see another year from him like that.
Is Pete Carroll coming?
Sean Payton is 131-77 with one Super Bowl. He's 8-7 in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll's been to a couple Super Bowls. He's won the Super Bowl. The team is consistently good. He consistently wins.
Man, he was really sick, dude. Last night, wasn't he?
They don't have huge lulls.
Pete Carroll's record? 133-90-1, 11-9 in the postseason. Basically the same person. Mm-hmm. So they're adding a bunch of names. That is so unlike the Pro Football Hall of Fame. David Baker's a big, huge man, but he's intimidating, but he's got a heart that's like a soft heart. And for him to do this, this is going completely out of what has been these sealed documents, like Johnny Carson getting that envelope from Ed McMahon, hermetically sealed envelope. This has like been vacuum sealed. And for them to do it the way they did is so much different than, just think about how it used to. I was in some of the announcements at finalist days on Sundays before Super Bowls many times. And even that's changed compared. Now it's a big presentation. All right, 3:19 is the time. When we come back, Baylor basketball coach Scott Drew, women and men last week, did they do enough to help heal you just a little bit from the loss of Matt Rhule to the National Football League? Did they? Both winning huge games on the road, the men at Texas Tech and also where they've never won before, Kansas, and the women at UConn. And I don't mind saying it, I'm raising my hand, I didn't expect them to win any of those games. Did you, Garrett?
No.
Maybe the women's game. Did you, Paul? Did you expect them to go to Texas Tech, even as good as they are, to win any of those three games?
I expected the men to split, and I didn't know what to think about the women until
Kim
the other night.
Mulkey admitted she wasn't sure her team was ready to go on the road and play a team like that. And we'll hear from her a little bit later on after their win. I was at their game yesterday when they just blitzkrieged Oklahoma State. So much to get to. Niners and Packers, Titans and Chiefs. Who feels worse today, Texans or Ravens? Your thoughts about the Astros, and does what came down today in any way at all taint the world championship? I'm not saying it should, because they're not taking it away, but does it taint it? And if you say no and you're an Astros fan, how have you reacted to the Patriots with Spygate and Deflategate? Do you feel the same way you did about the Patriots? That's what drives me nuts, is hypocritical, being when you're hypocritical to an opinion. There's nothing wrong with saying that. I'm being fair here. Did you think that the Patriots were tainted? Well, then you have to look in the mirror and think the Astros are tainted, right? Isn't that, am I right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to say, man, we ought to just throw the Astros in the deep fryer. I'm not saying that. I hate this for them, but it's similar, very similar. In Clemson, LSU, your thoughts, 254-662-1660. We have a couple of pair of tickets for Baylor men's basketball Wednesday at home against Iowa State. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Since studies show more and more people use their mobile devices to conduct banking business, Community Bank and Trust is keeping pace with the latest technology. Both commercial and personal customers can make mobile deposits. With our responsive mobile app, you can complete any banking task right from your phone. With Community Bank and Trust, enjoy state-of-the-art banking. Anywhere, anytime, on any device. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Bambi Eskew from Alan Samuels House of Travel. When was the last time you experienced an adventure that took your breath away? Well, the time is now. Holland American Line and Alan Samuels House of Travel proudly present On Stage Alaska, an exhilarating live performance and stunning visual presentation. You'll discover all the great land has to offer. Towering mountains, ice age glaciers, abundant wildlife, dog sledding, gold panning, and so much more. All in the hands of Alaska's oldest and most respected cruise line company, Holland American Line. On Stage Alaska, here for a one-night presentation, Tuesday, January 14th at the Waco Hippodrome Theater. Doors will open at 6 p.m., presentation at 6:30. Don't miss this refreshingly different travel show or the opportunity for all the special bonus travel benefits that we will offer. On Stage Alaska, call Alan Samuels House of Travel today for any questions and to RSVP. 254-776-2560, and we hope to see you there.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Winter is here, and many of you realize that it's time to replace those old, drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy five times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com at UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760 and be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Hey, Central Texas, this is Julio Castillo, owner and operator of Jack Roofing and Exteriors. Let's talk Roofing for Dummies 101. First, you want to breathe. Second, you want to seal. And third, you want to defend. Today, we're going to talk about defending your roof against nature's elements. We replace every layer of your roof properly, and that starts with going all the way down to your deck. For more information, check us out online at jacroofs.com or call us directly at 254-732-2872. Here at Jack Roofing and Exteriors, we are making customers happy one roof at a time.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Servicing Central Texas since 1964. Glaff Ford, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Clifton, where they say cars are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country. Baylor Consensus All-American defensive lineman James Lynch is headed to the NFL. The Bears' all-time sack leader will forego his final year of eligibility to pursue his professional dreams. Lynch had 39 tackles, 14 and a half tackles for loss, 13 and a half sacks, and three forced fumbles in 2019. And after a week that saw them beat Tech and Kansas on the road, Baylor brought home two Big 12 weekly honors. Jared Butler is the player of the week, and Macy O'Teague is the newcomer of the week. The Rangers assigned third baseman Todd Frazier, one-year deal, $5 million. And tonight at 5:30, Clemson versus LSU, college football playoff national championship game, right here on ESPN Central Texas.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600, UBO Business Services.
All right, many of you on the text line, this is from 662. By the way, Baylor should look for Joe Moorhead. He can run the program in the ground like he did Mississippi State. Well, wait, maybe he could win because the Big 12 is trash. I guess that made the 662 feel better about himself. I asked
the
question.
Did he run Mississippi State into the ground?
No, I don't think so. Here's an 832 that's the Houston area. I asked about, does this taint the world championship? Yep, it sure does. That from an Astros fan. Also, from 832, another one. That's from Andy. Let me see. I'm not sure exactly. That's the same person. That's another 832. Andy Reid. Oh, yeah, that Andy Reid. I wonder what Andy Reid's record is. Look, I don't have that his record in front of me. He's put up huge numbers, been to a Super Bowl with Donovan McNabb. That, you know what? I've never really, like, you hear about, you know, he earned, you know, he deserved that. No one deserves anything. That's always been my, you earn something. Andy Reid, when it was 24-0, mm-hmm. you could hear it already. You could already see the columns being written.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great regular season coach, but he hadn't been able to do anything in the postseason.
207, 128, and 1, 13, and 14 in the postseason. So
that's a very good record.
Yeah.
Very, very good record. From Leon, cheating to win it wasn't earned like old school baseball. If the Astros keep their championship, then Pete Rose needs to be let back into the game.
Now, there's a slippery slope there because there have been all, like, baseball's a sport that's full of different types of cheating. It just depends on what level you feel that cheating affects it. You know, so did Phil Niekro win a Cy Young Award? Ever? Or, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think he did.
Okay, but I mean,
through the knuckleball. You talking about the knuckleball?
Who was the, there was one of the Niekros that, you know, who was the one that, like, when he, like, tried to throw the sandpaper away? Was that Joe Niekro?
Yeah. Joe or Phil, I'm not sure.
Yeah, so like, should all those win, you know, all those things, it just depends on the level that you see it.
What's the difference in the, I had somebody today ask me, what's the difference in the Astros and what they've been caught doing, which they did an extensive amount of interviews, and also obviously they could go back and look at every single game played inside Minute Maid Park and hear all the noise, and they could probably like decipher into what was going on. What's the difference between that and stealing signs if you're on second base?
Nothing's different. It's just the measures they took to steal the
signs.
That's
technology.
Yeah.
This is almost, in a way, and it's too harsh of a word, espionage.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's too harsh. But what's the difference between some guy leading off of second base, which is kind of an unwritten rule in baseball, and yet everybody does it, right? Because if you do it and you get caught stealing signs, if you're a base runner, someone's going to get a high hard one on the side of their temple.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's a given. And yet everybody does it, right? But if we catch you, we're going to throw one up and in right at your jaw.
Mm-hmm.
This here is a different deal. That's why I'm saying, if you're an Astros fan, I hate it for you. You didn't do anything wrong. You're rooting for your favorite team. If the Rangers won a world championship, which we may never see happen, especially after the horrible ending of 2011, but if they would have won the world title in 2011, and then a year or two later, it comes back that they had been using something to give them an advantage that was completely different than just the old-fashioned unwritten rules of baseball, that's not taking the world championship away from me as a fan, but it does taint it.
Yeah.
If, in fact, you're an Astros fan, and you just thought what the Patriots did was Spygate and or Deflategate, which I thought was one of the most the stories that never ended. But if you thought that tainted what they did, then you have to feel, and we've had a couple of Astros fans say, yeah, it does taint 2017. Not going to take it away. You could still have the jersey or the T-shirt or whatever you bought. Maybe even something autographed, right, or a pennant. Mm-hmm. Doesn't take away, but it taints it. If USC's name was still on the 2004 World National Championship, but the NCAA then absolutely, like, basically nuked Reggie Bush, or the scholarships that were taken away, leave their name on the championship. You can't mm-hmm. take that away. It's like empty. That's stupid.
I always think vacating wins is silly, vacating stuff. I mean,
I always thought that whatever the NCAA eventually does with Baylor, and I have no idea what that's going to be, because there's a lot of things that were going on that really are not NCAA related, but they'll figure out something, is I always wondered if that might be something that they do, was to vacate wins or a title. What does that do? Does that make everybody feel better?
Okay.
That allows everybody else on the other teams to go, yeah. It doesn't take away they won the Big 12 title in 13 and 14.
Okay, if tomorrow morning Rob Manfred wakes up and goes, you know, I haven't done enough. I really feel bad for the Dodgers. I'm going to go down to Houston. I'm going to take that trophy out of the case. I'm going to drive it right to L.A. and hand it to them. Do they think we won? Yeah. No,
well,
they don't.
You know what? I bet some Dodgers fans would.
The fans do, but do the players?
No, not at all. All right, here's some notes on Baylor and men's women's. I said this on the this is right after Baylor won the game against Kansas, which was just methodical. God, that team is so good. Is it possible the combination of Baylor men's basketball at 24th ranked Texas Tech and winning at Kansas, where they've never won before, number two team in the country, and Baylor women's basketball winning at number one UConn and ending their 98-game home winning streak, is that the single greatest regular season week in college basketball history?
It's got to be up there.
Yeah, it would. Listen, it would be at the award show, sitting in the audience, waiting to hear its name. It totally would.
I'm not talking postseason. Like, no. UConn won both the men and women one year at the same time. And I'm not even talking about Baylor men or women postseason, because you know the women won it three times, and the men have been deep into the Elite Eight a handful of times. But in the regular season, can you get better than that? Winning at number two where you've never won before, and then winning at 24, and then winning at the number one ranked team who had a 98-game home winning streak. It's about as good a week as you can get. And both of them ranked number two. By the way, the women behind South Carolina, who beat them. And Kim wants to make sure that when you hear that, that, hey, don't forget we didn't have Lauren Cox, who's back. And then the men are behind Gonzaga. And I don't think Gonzaga lose this past week. I don't think they did. They were number one anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. Although there was an argument between Jeff Goodman and many others arguing back and forth of who should be ranked number one. The guy that never returns my calls, Matt Norlander, who was going to be on and he can't, and he's on. And he was arguing for Gonzaga. I think it's great that they're even in the conversation, right? Mm-hmm. Baylor at home against Iowa State Wednesday. That's all I'm going to say at the Farrell Center. Here's Scott Drew. So they beat Kansas. I'm sitting around the condo and I'm thinking, wait a minute, what time are they going to be back? So I sent a text to David Kay. I mean, I don't live far from there, from Texas, from the Waco Regional Airport. I'm like, when are they going to be back? I was like, this is a wild hair. Let me go on out there maybe in a couple of hours. So I sent David Kay a text. He sent one right back there about the board, I think, and said, yeah, come on out, that's not in the normal protocol. And I got a chance to visit with Scott Drew as they landed. I'll have that in just a second. Richard, good afternoon on ESPN Central Texas.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have watched Baylor basketball since the 50s, and this is the best week ever for Baylor basketball. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Richard, I agree. I haven't been watching them nearly as long as you have. I knew of Baylor basketball, watched them from afar, but I don't see how you can. I mean, you can top it, but I don't. Had set up number one, number two, number 24, and all of them on the road.
All of them on the road, exactly.
And not only that, Richard, yeah, they dominated number one and number two.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I've never seen anything like it. I'm just really proud of both programs.
As you should be. Thanks for your time. Speaking of which, we'll have a little bit from Kim Mulkey after their dominant win against Oklahoma State. But here's Scott Drew at the Waco Regional Airport when they landed coming back from Lawrence.
Scott Drew, men's basketball coach, Baylor with me on ESPN Central Texas. Are you glad it's just over where now it's not brought up ever again?
Yeah, that's one last question we'll have to answer. But I tell you what I'm really happy for is all the past Baylor basketball players that have been up there and been in close games. And it's tough to win up there and couldn't get over the hump. And now that one's for all you guys.
You've had some teams that were capable. It just didn't work out. Why did this team have whatever it took to win?
Well, we've been up six with 3 minutes to go. We just needed 14 or 15, whatever it was, to make sure that you had that cushion because things happen in the fog sometimes, I guess.
You have now won in Lubbock. You've won in Lawrence, and you're off to the 3-0 start in the conference. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had, other than tournament play, a better week on the road?
I can't remember one. I think in some neutral tournaments playing in Battle for Atlantis and different ones that we've won, beating teams that have been pretty impressive, VCU, Michigan State, Louisville, but never two road wins like that. I mean, top 25 teams with places that sell out crowds, very hostile environments. And remember, Texas Tech was, 16-2 in their last Big 12 homestand, and KU had one of the longest nation's home win streaks, I believe, today.
You and I have talked about this. You've mentioned this before to a lot of people about what a home crowd means, because how it can affect the game and everyone part of the game. Mm-hmm. You now have won these two games in a row. You're playing Iowa State Wednesday. Students are back in town. Do you earn, and I get kind of tired of talking about the crowd because you're either going to be there or not. Have you earned just an absolute packed house Wednesday?
Well, what I can tell you is I think the players have earned it. And no matter what I say in the locker room, if they come out and there's 3,000 or 4,000 fans, they're going to be deflated and dejected because they play for Baylor University, Baylor Nation, Central Texas, and this is our team. And you can help us win by being there and supporting us. And when you're in the stands, it's, again, everyone that likes to hire a workout person. If you have a workout person, you have a better workout. And when you guys are there in the stands, our guys play better.
You know, it was almost a year ago when you had the game with Kansas, when you announced that Tristan was out and you guys lost, but you turned the corner. You became a different team. Is that ironic then that you win the game up there?
Well, I think I remember we were down most of the game and they made a great run at the end to close it. But I think the big thing is you look at today, I mean, you had 5 turnovers. You played great defense, but on offense only 5 turnovers. So when you do that on the road, you give yourself a chance to win, especially coming off 20 turnovers the other night at Texas Tech.
You've had some huge wins this year. You've had huge wins in your career. What did today mean, you think, to Baylor basketball?
Well, I think nationally, anytime you can be on a stage with CBS, primetime, anytime it's two top 5 teams competing, let alone Big 12 teams, so it's great for the conference. It's great for Baylor University, and then you win on the road. I mean, nationally, there's some schools that our writers just give more credence to. They understand how hard it is to win at a place similar to winning at Cameron. I mean, you win there, you get a lot of national attention and respect. So I think for Baylor Nation and our basketball program, this definitely helped with the media and national perception.
You feel like you could be number one by Monday?
Well, the goal for this team is to be number one
at the end of the year.
We've been number one before. Do you ever not want to be number one? No.
Yeah.
And it's a great sign of respect for what your players have done. And it's something that you want to give your fans bragging rights and to be able to say, you're number one. But at the same time, I know the first time I was really excited to be number one. Now I'm more excited to see where this team can go and if we can finish number one.
How much better can you be? I know you feel like a lot. But
well, I think the college basketball season is like a marathon. And doesn't matter where you're at after the first quarter of it, the first half of it. And, I mean, there's always success and there's adversity. And dealing with both of those for such a long period of time, it truly takes special teams to do that from wire to wire. And I mean, we've had a great run right here, and we'll have just as big a challenges now with dealing with success and making sure that every day we're doing our best with the platform we've been given.
Does this seem to be? It seemed like their personalities. This is a team that can handle the attention. Is that what you get from them as well?
Well, I think as coaches, every day we want our players to get better, but I think we also get better, and I know hopefully our staff's gotten better at handling with the outside expectation, success, praise, whatever you want to say, and can do a good job managing it for our players. But the players that are on this team are hard workers. They're blue-collar mentality. They're the kind of guys that don't get overly hyped by what people are saying about them, because for most of their life, people haven't made them entitled.
Do you understand what your team did Tuesday night after the day when Matt Rhule leaves for the NFL? You win in Lubbock, and now you double down with this. and the women's team beats number one on the road Thursday night. Do you understand maybe you've helped the fan base not get over the loss but heal a little bit this week?
Well, I think it's just been a special year for Baylor University. I mean, going to the Sugar Bowl and doing what we did in football, volleyball being number one, and having such a great run. Women's basketball has always been consistent and always been there. I mean, it's just I remember 2012 was the year of the Bear, and it seems similar to that.
Yeah, it does. And your thoughts about now, you go right back to work. You're about ready to go right back to grinding, aren't you?
Well, actually, that started once we got out of the locker room. You're always not just preparing for the next game, but more importantly, it starts with your team, making sure guys that didn't play as well or didn't do what they wanted to do, make sure that they know how important they are, because it takes a team to win, making sure the guys that did well are giving praise and to the people that deserve it, and that's all their teammates. And I loved Jared Butler's interview afterwards, starting out giving God all the honor and glory.
Scott Drew, Baylor men's basketball coach, with me on ESPN Central Texas.
This is Susan Kelly, and I want to congratulate Baylor's football team for its amazing performance this season. Since attending Baylor and later its law school, I've been dedicated to this community as a citizen and as a lawyer. If elected to the 19th District Court, I will continue this dedication, serving with honor and integrity. Early voting starts February 18th, and I ask for your vote. Happy New Year and justice for all.
This ad paid for by the Susan Kelly for District Judge campaign, Nancy Lacey, Treasurer.
If you want to get in shape, get rid of weight or inches, you have to make a commitment to work out. End the excuses of not enough time, you're tired or too busy. There's a special place that will change your life, Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And right now, 3-month individual membership available for just $99. That's right, 3 months, $99. And they have a commitment back to you. Personal trainers Christy London and Randall Corley. State-of-the-art Cybex equipment, weights, spin bikes, clean and spacious locker rooms, each with a Whirlpool towel service, and a staff that knows your name when you walk through the front door. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, a place you can call home, place you can work out on your own or with group exercise classes, spin or spinnable, boot camp, yoga, bar class, and body shaping. A 3-month individual membership for just $99. It's time to make Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness your home away from home on Lakeshore Drive in Waco.
Say you wake up in the morning and you go into the restroom, you flush that toilet, and you've got a disaster. Backs up, you don't know what's going on, you can't get it to stop, you got to shut the water off, you need somebody to come in and look at it. Who do you call? Lockridge Priest. Say you wake up in the morning or you wake up in the middle of the night and your house is freezing cold because the heater's gone out. Who do you call? Lockridge Priest. They can do it all, from mechanical, plumbing, electrical, HVAC. They've got you covered. Check them out online, lockridgepriest.com. And they've got 24-hour service, 1-844-909-0489. So if any of those things befall you as a homeowner, believe me, I know. Everything is scary and awful when they break and you don't know what to do. Lockridge Priest can help you out. HVAC, electrical, mechanical, plumbing, they've got your back. Lockridge Priest, online at lockridgepriest.com.
At Bush's Chicken, you can always count on getting the best chicken, the best tenders, and the best tea at the best value. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows, Universal Windows Direct.
Winter is here, and many of you realize it's time to replace those old drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy 5 times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. At UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760. And be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance. Protecting Texans since 1952. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Servicing Central Texas since 1964. Glaff Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton, where they say cars are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country. Baylor consensus All-American defensive lineman James Lynch is headed to the NFL. The Bears' all-time sack leader will forego his final year of eligibility to pursue his professional dreams. Lynch had 39 tackles, 14.5 tackles for loss, 13.5 sacks, and 3 forced fumbles in 2019. And after a week that saw them beat Tech and Kansas on the road, Baylor brought home 2 Big 12 weekly honors. Jared Butler is the player of the week, and Macy O'Teague is the newcomer of the week. The Rangers assigned third baseman Todd Frazier, 1-year deal, $5 million. And tonight at 5:30, Clemson versus LSU, college football playoff national championship game, right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
All right, here's a great quote from Bill Self, by the way. This is after the loss to Baylor on Saturday. We just heard from Scott Drew. Bill Self, I hate to say this, but this is sports. When you play a team that can win a national championship, no matter where you play them, and they're on, they can beat you, and that's what happened today.
Mm-hmm.
That can win a national championship. Those are powerful words from a guy that's been in that mix for, what, 16, 17, how many years he's been at Kansas?
Yeah. They can win. And when you play defense like they are, Sokey, they've held pretty much everybody under 60 points.
Yeah.
And not only every, like, this is not an this is not a schedule where, like, this was a jump up and, like, oh, wow, they held Kansas under 60 points. Arizona's under 60 points. Tech under 60 points. You know, everybody. All the good teams they play, under 60 points.
Well, they've been playing good defense for a long time. Happy for all the players who were recognized. Jared Butler, Macy O'Teague, also Nelissa Smith. In fact, yeah, Garrett, have that ready. Have that ready because it's a good tie-in right here. Nelissa Smith yesterday. I'm at the Oklahoma State game. It's a game that I'm not so sure. You know, we go cover men's and women's basketball when we can, and most of the time we have somebody represented watching all the home games. Now, there's some early non-conference games, I got to tell you. But I knew walking into the Farrell Center that Oklahoma State would be an 84-43 type win. Not taking anything for granted. I don't even know what the final score was. In fact, I do. It's right here in front of me. It was 94-48.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Nelissa Smith, you look up. Here's the young lady that dominated the fourth quarter against UConn. Helped win the game against UConn in the fourth quarter. Nelissa Smith had 30 points, 15 rebounds, a career high both. At the same time, Queen Egbo, and I was watching the game. I'm at the game. I'm also working on a couple of things that I'm doing, projects that have all this stuff going on at once this week. Oh, by the way, there's a football coach at some point, you know, you would think. And I look up and I say, Queen Egbo just doesn't look comfortable. She had 15 rebounds. Stop. There was a great comment from Kim in the postgame. I don't think this is a part of this little minute and a half or so. She mentioned how she walked up to Queen Egbo at some point, I think in the fourth quarter, or said something to her, maybe in the postgame, to Queen Egbo about a couple of things that she needs to do better. She had 15 rebounds. And I would think that's a career high. So you have two sophomores who are part of the national championship who both finished the game with 15 rebounds. Baylor out-rebounded Oklahoma State 61-21. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here is, and I don't know who starts. This might be Kim to start off. This is Kim Mulkey, Taya Cooper, who had another game that she just did her thing, 16 points. She is 4-for-5 from the threes, and Nelissa Smith.
Don't turn the ball over in any sport and you win championships. So it was good to get out here today. I had no clue that Nelissa had career highs in both. I mean, it's not like they're sitting there telling me. That kid is just growing. You know, I think Cooper and Juicy are just growing. You make 8 threes, that makes everybody else better. And I guess I better tell them to quit shooting those threes because I'm from the old school.
Last Monday, you guys were ranked number 6 in the country. Did y'all have a sense as players that y'all are better than number 6 in the country?
I don't necessarily care about that. So it doesn't bother me. I don't know how she feels.
I feel like we're number one, so hey. That's how I feel.
We don't get to vote, do we?
Right. No, we just got to watch.
Hey, I've seen you with the facial expressions. At UConn, you're down. When Coach Mulkey starts talking, what are you learning about?
What kind of facial expressions was it?
Like you, she entertains you. You can just tell.
Woo. I mean, yeah. We just have a good relationship. So when I know when I'm doing something wrong and if I did something right.
Some of her phrases, singing, things like that kind of...
Oh, she sings everything.
All the time.
Like, she just sings. Free throws, she's singing. During practice, she's singing. Yeah.
Never.
All right, men's basketball. Gonzaga, number one. They had one less first-place vote than Baylor. Duke, 3. They had 4 first-place votes. Baylor, 31. Gonzaga, 30. Gonzaga, number one. Baylor, 2. Duke, Auburn, and Butler. Butler? It's one of the wins Baylor had at home. Now, the women, South Carolina, won 20 first-place votes. Baylor had 7. Stanford and then UConn and Louisville, 3, 4, and 5. Baylor lost to South Carolina. That was that neutral game. Lauren Cox did not play. That's not the takeaway from South Carolina, because if Baylor would have gone and played somebody good and they were without a player, we wouldn't bring that up. That's just truth serum. But Lauren Cox did not play in that game. Stanford is 15-1. This is crazy. Their one loss is to Texas. Tennessee is in the mix. Where are they at? Have they dropped completely out of the deal? Texas has wins against Stanford and Tennessee, and yet they're 1-2 in the conference. That's like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde down there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where and Oregon and Oregon State both lost within like 48 hours of each other. That also kind of changed some things up. Let's see. A&M's 12. They lost the game against LSU. Kennedy Carter, their high-scoring guard, she was out most of that game against LSU. A&M lost. Apparently, she had an ankle twisted. Apparently, she's going to be okay. Good for her. Hopefully, she's fine. She had a fantastic score, no question about it. Now, this thing with Kim Mulkey now in this old school, you know, that's what she's on. That's a kick mm-hmm. she's on right now, right, Paul?
Yes.
That's her kick.
Yes.
Because Andy Landers, former Georgia coach, who I spoke with the day before they played for the national title down in Tampa. Great interview guy.
Mm-hmm.
Good analyst. But he likes to refer to Baylor as old school. Why does he refer to Baylor as old school, Paul? Baylor women.
Because they play defense?
Well, they also throw the ball down inside.
Yeah.
And the game's changed a little bit, right?
Yeah.
But when you have 6'7", 6'5", Kalani Brown, Lauren Cox, and then you have Melissa Smith and Queen, when you've had Brittany Griner, when you've had those kind of players, you damn sure should use them. And not everybody, there aren't many teams in the country that have the size that Baylor has, or that maybe at times UConn has had, or Notre Dame has had. By the way, Notre Dame's like 5-9.
Mm-hmm.
So he's referred to her a couple of times, and she brought this up after the game against UConn, where she brought up this old school. Garrett, you heard her when she said that? And she said it again today. Man, that's kind of like her theme right now, that she's old school because they throw it down inside to the post players. This year they're a much more, you could say, perimeter team. But that doesn't mean they're not throwing the ball down inside the Lauren Cox and Alyssa Smith and others that they have as well. So that's her theme this week. That's her theme right now, is old school. Can Mark Vidal, Jared Butler right now, if the Big 12 had, if they had player of the year, there's a good chance Jared Butler would be in that mix, and that Kansas has a guy, and then West Virginia has this guy who's really good. Is there a chance that Mark Vidal, who you can't look at his stats, could be the player of the year in the Big 12 if Baylor continues to play the way they are? You think he could ever win? That's kind of like a defensive guy winning the Heisman Trophy.
Bob Huggins said that in a press conference last year. Bob Huggins said that. And I think it's one of those things you have to – it's kind of like a defensive guy winning the Heisman Trophy. It's going to be hard to do.
That's what I just said.
Well, you know, yeah. But you cannot – you cannot discount his effect on the game. He affects the game as much as any player on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen anybody that solved Mark Vidal yet. Even in games that they lose, has anybody taken Mark Vidal's defense, rebounding?
No.
They can't take him out.
He scored in the game against Kansas just 4 points. He was 1 for 7 from the field, missed a three. He was 2 for 2 at the free throw line, which for him, that's really good. He had 6 rebounds. He had 4 assists and 3 steals. And I think he might have had 2 or 3 blocks, like took a charge. And you could never, his plus or minus was 16. Teague and Butler were a little bit better than that. Everybody from Kansas, all 5 starters for Kansas were minus 10, minus 13, minus 14, minus 17, and minus 11. And they're now doing that. Has that always been on the stat sheet, the plus and minus? I have not always seen that.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like now war and... You know, but, like hockey players have it, basketball players have it.
Yeah, and I'll just say, I mean, I'll keep saying it. There's nobody who affects a game like him, and you can, as great as Jared Butler is, there are games where you can take him out of the game.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, but you cannot take Mark Vidal out of the game because he doesn't rely on his scoring, and he knows that, so he can just be that wrecking ball all the time.
When we come back, a stat about pro football and the Super Bowl, where the elite player each year, a stretch now that continues with Lamar Jackson and Baltimore losing, that now goes back 20 years. And I asked this question earlier, who feels worse today as a fan base, the Houston Texans or the Baltimore Ravens? 254-662-1660, ESPN, Central Texas.
It's the Start Something New sales event going on now at Cameron Autoplex in Cameron, Texas. Start the new year out with a bang with 20% off MSRP on around 1,500 Lone Star Crew Cab. And when it comes to heavy-duty pickups, nobody has a better selection than Cameron Autoplex, like 8,000 off MSRP on around 2,500 Bighorn Mega Cab 4x4. Start something new this year in a new Ram pickup from Cameron Autoplex. So make that short drive and save a lot, because it's always cheaper in Cameron.
Have you been tagged yet again in an engagement ring photo? Are hints being dropped all around you? Rest assured, D'Amore Fine Jewelers has been rescuing men seeking the perfect ring for over 25 years. Come in with a picture of her dream ring and we'll make it a reality. With our 5-year financing, custom design team, and selection of diamonds, we'll make the whole process fun and enjoyable. D'Amore Fine Jewelers on West Waco Drive.
Recently on You Make the Call.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I just wanted to say, first of all, y'all, thank y'all for all the coverage y'all did there in New Orleans and everything else. It's a great job. I don't see how you could have done it any better. I'm always know everybody always kind of looks back and see maybe we could have done this or this, but I can't think of a thing, but I appreciate y'all doing that to bring everybody back here in Central Texas. But the main thing is my legacy deal for this team, heck, y'all, I mean, they're 2 years ahead of anything that I would have expected. I mean, I was hoping they'd be at this point where they're at right now, 2 years down the road. I mean, I thought maybe 7 wins, 8 wins would be really good. Anything above that was gravy on the steak. You know, so I mean, you know, their legacy is they're way ahead of where they're at, and they're in a good place to, you know, maybe take another step. You know, even if they stay status quo, exactly what they did this year, that's still going to be a heck of a season, y'all.
You make the call on ESPN Central Texas.
Don Humidor has among the best top-rated cigars, not in the country, but the world. Inside their 48-foot walk-in humidor, Rocky Patel, Padron, Ashton, Monte Cristo, Romeo and Julieta, Artur Fuente. If you want a cigar, no matter if it's harsh or something light, Churchill length or smaller, Don Humidor is where you go. And ask for Carol and Ashley, two ladies that will greet you with a smile and great intelligence and knowledge in the cigar business. Don Humidor in the Townwood Shopping Center of Valley Mills in Waco.
Hi, this is Brad Sham. Stonewood Dental is your comfortable and remarkable home for a full spectrum of general dentistry starting at age 6 months. They feature a specialized treatment of TMJ pain known as bioesthetics, the highest degree of bite correction treatment that relieves patients of pain and gives them the smile of a lifetime. From simple fillings to full cosmetic reconstructions, Stonewood Dental also specializes in oral or IV sedation, implants, and wisdom teeth removal. They accept most insurance policies, including Medicaid and CHIP, at Stonewood.
Stonewood Dental in Robinson.
Why drive an SUV like every other when you can drive a Cadillac? Improbably spacious, impressively stylish. The Cadillac XT4, the midsize XT5, and the 7-passenger XT6 offer the ideal size to fit your lifestyle. Get a gently used 2019 XT4 for only $33.9 or the midsize 2019 XT5 for just $42.9. Qualified buyers can get a new 2020 XT6 lease for just $4.99 a month. Experience Cadillac today at Richard Carr Cadillac. See dealer for details.
While your favorite team strives to add more gold championship trophies to their trophy case, in business, a championship decision is partnering with UBO Business Services and Sean Hunt. Boasting an industry-leading 94% first-time fix rate, UBO Business Service leaves their copier service competitors in the dust with their own average first-time fix rate of less than 40%. Call Sean Hunt at UBO Business Services today, 254-772-1600. That's 254-772-1600.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas. The 4 o'clock hour of You Make the Call is brought to you by McAdams & Sons Roofing.
Kane is in the building.
What was more shocking, the Texans blowing a 24-0 lead? They are the city in the NFL that blew the lead of 32 points or whatever. That was it, Buffalo? Was it Buffalo one year? Is that right?
Yeah, it was Buffalo.
Frank Reich. What was more shocking, that they blew a 24-0 lead when they were completely dominating, or that Baltimore was just hammered?
I still think it's that you blew a 24-point lead. Although a Texans fans did text me and say that they still have trauma from the Oilers game.
Well,
so.
Now what do they have?
Yeah, he said it was just a...
I saw John McClain put something up on his Twitter feed. He goes, it's 24-0. You would think this is over, but I've been through this thing 27 years ago or 17 years ago, whenever the hell it was.
The funny one, he said, people keep asking me if I've seen anything like this before.
Yes.
He said, why, yes, I have.
Yes, I have. So Baltimore's out. Does not. I saw a little bit of this. I saw, Garrett, if you saw this, Paul, I saw a little bit of this. Well, see, Lamar Jackson, everyone jumped all over that. He's still the most valuable player of the 2019 football season. You can't take that away because of the postseason. Otherwise, MVPs and Heisman Trophy winners would change annually following the regular season, if you included the postseason, which some people argue should. And yet again, it's about the regular season, or it's about, well, it's about the regular season.
I don't think you could put the Ravens' loss on Jackson or the Texans' loss on Deshaun. Both of them played phenomenal. It's not their fault.
Lamar Jackson gave up the pick early, which was a tip ball. He looked like a deer in the headlights, which was that was a little bit disappointing. But my gosh, Tennessee came in there. This Mike Vrabel taking the old Bill Belichick way of winning games, yeah. Play great defense and pound you with a big running back, ball control. I still think one of the best moments in the postseason was when Vrabel took Belichick to school on a delay of game with the clock was running, a penalty, took the penalty, and then they just milked another 35 seconds or so off the clock. Ended up milking nearly a minute and a half or two.
Yeah.
Does not take away Lamar Jackson. No. If Joe Burrow had lost in the semifinals, which he didn't do, he just validated, but had he lost to Oklahoma and let's say threw two picks and just had a bad day, which he's never had one of those this year or last season, this past season, current season, that doesn't take away the Heisman. I've seen that before as well.
No, not at all.
Doesn't take, because it's a regular season award. And I don't want to see the Heisman Trophy pushed back into early to mid-January. It's about the regular season. The Pro Bowl, the All-Pro, and all postseason awards, superlatives, MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Coach of the Year, is about the regular season. In Texas, I'm kind of, again, then I turn around and I do this, and so this is hypocritical. There are two All-State teams. No matter what all the websites have theirs, and I have my own. But in Texas, there's the Associated Press All-State team, which I would think maybe half the teams in the state don't even know they're supposed to submit nominations. That doesn't mean that's the AP's fault. And then there's the Texas Sports Writers Association, which I got my email today from Robert Cessna, and I contribute to that one that includes everything. So it's different to me in high school football. You're talking about sometimes many as five or six games. But I've had guys that did not make the playoffs make the all Central Texas team or the all whatever region I cover.
If you have not make the playoffs, you could be splitting. Hey, you'd be in a fantastic district. You have a guy that rushes for 1,800 yards and scores 30 touchdowns. He just happened to be all his team had. They didn't have a good defense, and they lose. You know, they could be 5-5 and out of the playoffs with a guy who's fantastic that no one wants to play. I mean, doesn't mean he shouldn't be on there.
Kurt Warner in 1991 won the NFL's MVP. He also, that year, won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
With Lamar Jackson and the Ravens losing, this now makes 20 consecutive years the MVP, the Associated Press MVP, will not win a Super Bowl.
Wow.
20 consecutive years where the MVP of the regular season will not win a Super Bowl. That includes Brady when he's won it.
Mm-hmm.
That includes maybe the year that Breeze won it. That includes the year that perhaps Peyton Manning won it. That includes a couple of guys maybe on defense that won it. And I don't know who that would have been. J.J. Watt or Ray Lewis. I don't know. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that starts all those Patriot teams was a year when they won six times. None of those times did Brady win the Associated Press MVP, and he's won that a few times.
That's crazy. That don't even seem real. Like that's odd. That's mind-boggling to
me. That's kind of that same stretch where you look at that four teams in the playoffs, whoever made it this year, four of them won't make it next year. The NFL, it's all against you. Everything's against you. Like, the Cowboys, you know, most people thought they'd at least be a playoff team. Of course, they didn't make it. And 2 years ago, Jacksonville is, like, really good, playing in New England and almost beat them, and the next year they're out. They were out this year, too. It happens. It's crazy. It's the schedule, the draft, everything about it. How much will those, by the way, speaking of the draft, the Astros lose first and second round picks the next 2 years?
Mm-hmm. And look, that's what their team is. That's how their team is built on.
Yep.
George Springer, Carlos Correa. I'm leaving somebody out, but yeah, built on those guys.
Was Altuve?
Altuve is a pretty high draft pick, you know. So they've spent them all. Bregman. Bregman was the second pick in the draft.
Yeah. That team. They have the Garrett Coles and they have Verlander, but a lot of that also was because of who they drafted, where they could use that as collateral or at least as leverage to go out and find those type of players as well.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, what should happen to Alex Cora?
Same thing that happened to A.J. Hinch.
Fired?
I mean, I don't know what the Red Sox will choose to do, but I mean, yeah.
And you made a comment earlier, and it's so true. The NFL, what was the word you used?
They value their
head coaches. Value their head coaches more than baseball does their managers. Is that true?
I think it is.
How many managers a year are fired compared to the NFL as far as the 30 teams in baseball, 32 in football?
I would say it's like
the same amount?
It's probably the same, but I don't think people stress about the manager as much. Like, how many people, I mean, again, the Rangers haven't won anything really since Ron Washington left, so there might be fans out there that think that Ron Washington was the glue that's holding it all together. I think, obviously, there's another guy who most Rangers fans blame for not being there, but in Nolan Ryan. But I honestly don't think it's that. I think most of the time, because look, the Red Sox have won World Series with three different managers. The general manager is way more important than the manager is, in my opinion. The guy who's going to build your farm system, who's going to go find your talent. The manager's important. Don't get me wrong. But to me, the GM, the guy who's running that organization, is far more important. Brian Cashman's been through several managers of the Yankees, and he stays up there. You know why the Yankees don't get rid of Brian Cashman? Because it's a whole lot harder to find a Brian Cashman than it is to find a Joe Girardi.
Okay.
Look, Joe Maddon won the Cubs their first World Series in 100 years. And he's gone now, you know, so And the Cubs didn't dip that too terribly bad. It's not like they went from winning the World Series to winning 67 games or something like that to be in the, 2000.
But he is valued.
He's valued.
He was valued in Tampa. Mm-hmm. When he left, what have they done really? They were good this year.
Yeah, they've come back.
But he took them to a different level in Tampa.
But yeah. So
he took the Cubs to a different level. Now he'll take the next team to a different level.
And he will. But like he's kind of like maybe Larry Brown or Bill Parcells, I think, to where brilliant guy, can get a team to win, but maybe he's a 8-year guy.
Jimmy Johnson was a 5-year
Jimmy
guy.
Johnson, yeah.
Jimmy Johnson was a 5-year guy. He was so broken up when David Baker presented that Pro Football Hall of Fame message to him yesterday. Cowher was like, his bottom lip was quivering.
Mm-hmm.
But Jimmy, that was a different level. That Cowher's emotion was real too. Jimmy's emotion was something you don't see much from him.
No.
And then to see Aikman, when they cut to Aikman and he's got tears streaming down his face.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 4:11. When we come back, we'll get into the NFL playoffs straight up. Packers and 49ers, Titans and Chiefs. This is ESPN Central Texas.
We're fighting hard at Pickup Outfitters in our battle to end truck nudity. But it's not just about putting an outfit on a naked truck. It's about making sure you have the very best customer service. So we offer the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. Over time, sometimes your outfit needs a little tune-up, maybe some tightening, adjusting, whatever. If you outfitted your truck at Pickup Outfitters, that tune-up is absolutely no charge for the remainder of the time you own that truck. We also offer free warranty assistance. If for any reason you need to use your warranty, you just bring it back to us and we take care of it. It just makes sense. I mean, operating without a promise like that would be like offering customer service in the nude. And if you've seen our staff, trust me, you don't want that. So do your part to end truck nudity by outfitting your truck, Jeep, SUV, or van at Pickup Outfitters. 220 Lake Erie Drive in Waco, where we promise to serve you fully clothed. Check out our website, createacommotion.com.
Hi, this is Bambi Eskew from Alan Samuels House of Travel. When was the last time you experienced an adventure that took your breath away? Well, the time is now. Holland American Line and Alan Samuels House of Travel proudly present On Stage Alaska, an exhilarating live performance and stunning visual presentation. You'll discover all the great land has to offer. Towering mountains, ice age glaciers, abundant wildlife, dog sledding, gold panning, and so much more. All in the hands of Alaska's oldest and most respected cruise line company, Holland American Line. On Stage Alaska, here for a one-night presentation, Tuesday, January 14th at the Waco Hippodrome Theater. Doors will open at 6 p.m., presentation at 6:30. Don't miss this refreshingly different travel show or the opportunity for all the special bonus travel benefits that we will offer. On Stage Alaska. Call Alan Samuels House of Travel today for any questions and to RSVP. 254-776-2560, and we hope to see you there.
Boozers is the wedding ring store and more. If you're ready to get engaged or already married and want to upgrade your wife's ring for a special anniversary, Boozers is the place to go. With the largest selection of premier quality diamond engagement rings and wedding rings in Central Texas. They have 7 cases with over 300 styles of rings from top designers like Natalie Kay. Choose from yellow, white, or rose gold, plus beautiful top quality loose diamonds. With an in-house jewelry, they can also custom make anything you want. Bring in a picture or drawing and let Boozers create your one-of-a-kind pendant or ring. They can even use some of your old gold and diamond jewelry to create something new. At Boozers, you'll find a great selection of quality timepieces, and Boozers is the place for expert watch maintenance and repairs, too. They specialize in expert Rolex watch repair using genuine Rolex parts. For fine jewelry, watches, custom work, and more, go to Boozers on Valley Mills and Lake Erie Drive in Waco.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Visit us online at turnerchevy.com. For the best deal on your new Chevrolet, stop by and see the all-new 2019 Silverado 1500 today.
Residential metal roofing. 75-plus years of great product and great customer service at Pioneer Steel and Pipe. Central Texas's largest structural steel pipe and metal building components distributor. Absolutely the best deals in town.
metal building and metal roofing, residential metal roofing, hay and equipment barns, custom metal buildings. They are specialists at what they do. They have heavy, big, bulky equipment, and guess what? They not only deliver, they will unload it for you. Structural pipe, sea purlin, angle iron, metal building supplies, customer service, you have to have it to be in business for 75 plus years, and you have to have great product, and they do. So come see the Pioneer Boys, open in both Waco and Bryan, Saturdays from 8 until noon. Pioneer Steel and Pipe, pioneerboys.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. City Tire and Battery specializes in alignments, brakes, tune-ups, suspension work, and oil changes. Check them out at 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco. MLB has handed down their punishment to the Astros in regards to their cheating scandal. Manager A.J. Hinch and GM Jeff Luhnow have been handed one-year suspensions without pay. The Astros also lose their first and second-round picks in the next two drafts. In light of the news, Astros owner Jim Crane has dismissed both Hinch and Luhnow. Baylor defensive lineman James Lynch has announced he'll skip his senior season to enter the NFL draft. Baylor men's basketball is now the number two team in the country behind only Gonzaga. Guard Jared Butler won Big 12 Player of the Week honors today, while teammate Macy O'Teague shared Newcomer of the Week honors. Lady Bears are also up to number two in the polls. Melissa Smith was today named the Big 12 Women's Player of the Week. Tonight, LSU tangles with Clemson for the national title. We'll have full coverage beginning at 5:30 right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600, UBO Business Services.
I need to explain this to a couple of you based on some text line brought to you by Bush's Chicken. 662, Breeze never won an MVP. What I said was that no MVP winner has won the Super Bowl since 99 Kurt Warner. And what I said was that Brady's won six since then. And none of those years was he the MVP. I mentioned the Saints when they won it. Breeze was not the MVP. I never said that Breeze ever won an MVP. I said the year the Saints won it. He was not an MVP, which I think was 2009. Or anyone else in that 20-year stretch when you think about the names that have won Super Bowl since the last 20 years. Even if you were to throw a couple of defensive players that were dominant that may have won an MVP. And that's happened before.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Drew Brees, that's what my point was. Even the year that they won it, he was not an MVP. Also from Leon, could technology be considered analytics when looking at the Astros situation? And they also said that Baylor's got to be careful about getting the big hit. Listen, this team, everyone can have that. Everybody can fall into that. This Baylor team is who they are because. That doesn't mean they don't think they're pretty good. Like, Jared Butler's a silent assassin,
mm-hmm.
cold-blooded killer. But that is, you know, you have to have an ego to play at the level they're playing. But it seemed like they share the ball so well. And their passing, whether on the perimeter or inside, is phenomenal. Also, let's see here. Snack Cake Man. As far as the playoffs, the Texans should feel worse. We have seen six seeds go in and beat one seeds because they got hot at the end of the season. Plus, it's the NFL. Any team can beat any team, but to give up a 24-point lead, and I know it was early, you have to hold your ground to move on. Worst collapse since Houston, of course, gave up the big lead against the Bills. And also, as a Cowboys fan, I got goosebumps yesterday watching a teary-eyed Jimmy Johnson. Thanks, guys. The Snack Cake Man. Yeah, that was an emotional from Jimmy Johnson, that you normally, you just don't see it. You really don't. You just don't see that. I still think, what was more emotional, listening or watching Jimmy or Troy Aikman just for that still shot, like with him in the booth?
I think watching Jimmy, at first I didn't realize that the still shot of Troy Aikman in the booth was crying because, you know, he has those eye issues. So I just thought it was a picture of him struggling with dry eyes again.
For me, it was Aikman when they cut to Aikman. I don't know what, there was just something about that because you can see like the respect and everything that went into that. That's what got me.
Well, and Aikman's as stoic as you get. Mm-hmm. Right? As stoic as you could possibly get. That, And I think I'm more happy about is that they're going to make up for some people who have been overlooked. I don't know if that's going to include Drew Pearson. I don't know if it's going to include a couple of people that maybe you like, whether it's not just the Cowboys but other teams as well. It's kind of like they're kind of having like a leap year. Mm. It's a year where they're going to, okay, we're going to put a bunch in to make up for maybe the fact we were a little bit too stingy over the years. They're not, this is still the Pro Football Hall of Fame. This is not the, it's not the Pro Football Pretty Good, right? And they're going to put in a chunk of players this year. Now, 49ers and Packers.
I love this game.
You have Aaron Rodgers. Weather should be pretty good in Frisco or in Santa Clara. To me, this is, I can't wait to watch. Mm. You know, this past weekend, I said there's no game. They're kind of just like, I know the Seahawks-Packers had a little juice to it. There's no game. That game on Sunday is one that I want to sit down and watch.
Aaron Rodgers has been waiting for this since the day the 49ers passed on him.
Yeah.
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 He's a dude who holds grudges. He's a dude who really, really, really would love to see, to be the reason that they didn't get to a Super Bowl. He would love it. He takes things very personally. It's going to be a good one.
I'm interested to see the 49ers defense get after him and how he, you know, that chess match between Rodgers and their defense. I think that's going to be key to that game.
Both of them get after you.
Yeah.
San Francisco defensively, there's a couple of games maybe, you know, still that crazy shootout. Was it the 49ers shootout with the Saints? Wasn't that the one that we got out of trade?
Yeah,
that's kind of like you hear about this ought to be a defensive struggle or two basketball teams that, you know, 55 and they end up scoring like 80. Scott Drew, by the way, speaking of 60, he said the win, whoever gets to 60 first wins that game with Kansas. What was the final? 67-55?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this one here, Packers and 49ers, I'm not trying to compare it to 49ers and Cowboys, but maybe 49ers, Giants back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of build up. Mm-hmm.
It's got that feel to it.
Thing about the 49ers and Giants in the 80s is those teams every single year had been good. On and off, a year or two they dipped and they'd won championships. And 49ers last were in the Super Bowl with Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Packers won in Arlington against the Steelers with Rodgers.
Yeah.
The Ice Bowl. Ice Bowl in Arlington, not in Lambeau Field.
That was the day I was worried about the ice melting off the stadium and falling off.
Is Andy Reid the only coach who's been at this point in the NFL, in the playoffs right now? Because the rest of the coaches are young. And Vrabel, I mean, he's in his first year.
At least as a head coach. I mean, Kyle Shanahan was in the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
That's what I mean, like, as a head coach. I think he's the
one.
No,
these are all young chickens. Yeah. This is Vrabel has pedigree with the Patriots. Yeah. And he's built the Titans to try to maybe mirror what he learned in New England. How about the Derrick Henry jump pass?
That was fun.
Yeah. That was awesome. Now, the Packers, he's young. 49ers, young.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. None of these guys have won a championship as a head coach because some of them are in their, what, first year or second year?
Mm-hmm.
How long has Shanahan been in San Francisco? Two or three?
Second year.
He was with the McVay. How long was he with the Rams? Two years?
Shanahan wasn't with the Rams. He was with the Falcons.
I mean, the McVay. I'm talking about last year he took a team to a Super Bowl. Wasn't it his second year with the Rams?
Yeah, second year, yeah.
Vrabel, how long has he been with the Titans?
This is his second year.
That's all, and so hey, Cowboys just hired McCarthy. Except he has more notches in his belt than anybody does, other than Andy Reid. And Reid, we know, has been known as a guy that couldn't get his team, you know, past the postseason or deep into the postseason. Yet he took a team with a quarterback and a receiver with a broken leg to the Super Bowl. So, that's interesting. I can't wait for that 49ers and Packers. I hope that's not a dud.
Me too.
49ers blew out Green Bay earlier this year. Think this Sunday will be a closer game. From Sentex, great one.
You think it'll be a great one? That's what he said?
No, that's his name.
Oh,
Sentex, great one. The 49ers blew out Green Bay earlier this year. Do you think this Sunday will be a closer game?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's from Doug. Jerry should have him, Jimmy Johnson, in the Cowboys Ring of Honor.
I bet you that has to happen now.
I do, too.
Jerry can't be petty about it anymore.
You know who's not in the Ring of Honor? Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Someone asked, is Jimmy in the Texas Sports Hall of Fame? I believe he is. I'm pretty sure that he is. All right. What time? 4:30. Paul is going to preview Clemson and LSU. We're about to do that. In fact, we'll start with one of them, either Clemson or LSU, and then we'll have a break with a segment, and then we'll do another part of the other LSU Clemson at 5. We're off at 5:30 today with the national championship game. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Qualifications and rules apply. See Genco FCU for details.
Ask for Kasasa.
Warning, free Genco Kasasa checking may lead to a rise in disposable income due to cash back on everyday debit card purchases, refunds on ATM fees, and eliminations of so-called service fees. Increased satisfaction may result while operating your Genco debit card. If you suffer from chronic money loss, search for help at any Genco branch office. This has been a financial health advisory, courtesy of Genco FCU. It's like money medicine for your shopping habit.
Hi, this is Brad Sham. Stonewood Dental is your comfortable and remarkable home for a full spectrum of general dentistry starting at age 6 months. They feature a specialized treatment of TMJ pain known as bioesthetics, the highest degree of bite correction treatment that relieves patients of pain and gives them the smile of a lifetime. From simple fillings to full cosmetic reconstructions, Stonewood Dental also specializes in oral or IV sedation, implants, and wisdom teeth removal. They accept most insurance policies, including Medicaid and CHIP. At Stonewood Dental in Robinson.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed. Smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. And a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. And a long distance meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. It's better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's group meal.
If you want the best wings and pizza in Central Texas with an energetic atmosphere, look no further than Wings Pizza and Things in Temple, a smoke-free family environment committed to serving fresh, made-to-order food. There are dozens of large-screen, high-definition TVs to watch everything in sports, including, of course, the NFL and college football. Wings Pizza and Things serves only top-quality, large wings with 16 flavors, including their new Rim Reaper. All sandwiches come with fries, tots, or side salad, and delicious New York-style pizza. Wings Pizza and Things, celebrating 13 years strong in the Temple Town Center on the Southwest Dodge and Loop in Temple.
As your son or daughter starts to make decisions for a career path, encourage them to put themselves in the boots of a U.S. Army soldier. There are more than 150 occupational specialties to help them find the best fit for their future. See all the things your son or daughter can achieve in our boots at GoArmy.com. For more information, go and visit your local Army recruiting office. Parents are encouraged to come.
Life never stops moving. Between the 30-minute commutes, daycare pickups, and that weekend trip to grandma's, you're racking up the miles. What you need is a tire that can keep up, like the exceptionally long-lasting Michelin Defender tire. With an 80,000-mile warranty and the safety you expect, you can lose track of the miles and focus on what really matters, the memories made along the way. Stop in today. City Tire and Battery will help get you back on the road quickly in your time of need. 1502 South Valley Mills Drive, Waco.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. City Tire and Battery specializes in alignments, brakes, tune-ups, suspension work, and oil changes. Check them out at 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco. MLB has handed down their punishment to the Astros in regards to their cheating scandal. Manager A.J. Hinch and GM Jeff Luhnow have been handed one-year suspensions without pay. The Astros also lose their first and second-round picks in the next two drafts. In light of the news, Astros owner Jim Crane has dismissed both Hinch and Luhnow. Baylor defensive lineman James Lynch has announced he'll skip his senior season to enter the NFL draft. Baylor men's basketball is now the number two team in the country behind only only Gonzaga guard Jared Butler won Big 12 Player of the Week honors today, while teammate Macy O'Teague shared Newcomer of the Week honors. Lady Bears are also up to number 2 in the polls. Melissa Smith was today named the Big 12 Women's Player of the Week. Tonight, LSU tangles with Clemson for the national title. We'll have full coverage beginning at 5:30 right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
National championship tonight here on ESPN Central Texas, Clemson and LSU, 5:30 p.m. Right now, Brad Sink of 105.5 The Roar also writes for Clemson SI and the state in South Carolina, covers the Clemson Tigers. And Brad, this game, really the more I think, I hate that it hasn't gotten more hype because of the way they spaced this thing out. But really, I think when you think about it, this is maybe the most compelling matchup that we could have gotten in the college football playoff.
I think you're 100% right, and I'm not trying to offend Ohio State in any way, but we're talking about a team that's won, 29 consecutive games, scores a back-to-back national title against a team that has had, all the offensive accolades you could possibly get, and Joe Burrow being a Heisman Trophy winner, and a lot of magic with this LSU team, and here they are, basically a home game in the national championship, and, so you've got really a lot of history on the line here because LSU wants to be the best offense ever, be considered that. But I don't think you can go to that conversation until they prove it against this Clemson team that has just absolutely just impressed in every way over the last 5 years. 4 trips now to the national championship game. It's pretty impressive what Dabo Swinney's done.
Well, tonight really is not about Dabo Swinney's magic. It's going to be about Brent Venables' magic, isn't it? Is this, if he pulls this off, will this be his opus?
Yes. Brent Venables is already one of the best that's in this game right now. He goes out and shuts down this offense, or shut down may be a little strong. If he contains them and gives his offense enough possession and throws a trick or two that no one's expecting and does something different that Burrow's never seen and catches them a couple of times, I mean, you're talking about one of the greatest coordinators in college football that we've seen at that position, because this offense is as good as advertised, in my opinion. I think LSU really, really is explosive. So many different guys, so many NFL concept routes, and you've got all of the everybody's involved in the passing game, and they just do it so well. If Clemson comes out and finds a way, you're going to have to credit Brent Venables a great deal. He won't take the credit. He'll say it's his players. He'll say it was execution. But it's going to come down to a pretty solid game plan if Clemson's able to win this game tonight.
Dabo Swinney's kind of pulled off something, especially with the team, that's kind of unbelievable. And it is this chip on your shoulder. Nobody wants us here. Nobody thinks we're good. And this is a team that's won 29 straight games. But he's managed to convince them of that. How has he done that?
Well, he's had a lot of help this year, to be honest with you. And, I mean, really, this entire 15-day stretch or whatever between the Fiesta Bowl and now, he's really fed into that. Clemson came out as an underdog when the line first hit, and it's gone more and more to LSU. There's unprecedented percentage of bets on the SEC team, and it's easy for LSU to wake up and show his team that. And then to be here in New Orleans when they're on their way to the stadium and all they're going to see is LSU fans everywhere and signs and all the support for Joe Burrow and Ed Orgeron, it's just going to be so easy for Dabo to point to all this and say, guys, you're in a hostile environment, your backs are against the wall, and that is when Clemson has performed its best. You can go through a lot of things that made this program successful, but for some reason, they really rise to the occasion in these kind of moments, and everything that's going on is fed into that. It wasn't Trevor Lawrence at the Heisman, it was Joe Burrow. There was no Travis Etienne winning the Doak Walker. There's just the receivers are so good for LSU. Well, what about the Clemson receivers? It's just simple right now. It's easy for Dabo to motivate.
How did the rest of America sleep on Trevor Lawrence all this time? It was because he was playing in the ACC, and that conference right now has become, for better or for worse, it's Clemson and everyone else.
Yeah, I think he just got the slow start this year. Trevor Lawrence did not play his best early in the season. I really think some of the pressures got to him a little bit. I think, winning a national title last year, seeing his team the preseason number one, dealing with all of the Heisman talk, hearing about how he's the next Peyton Manning. I mean, how did that not get to you a little bit? And so I think he was just trying to do a little too much early this season. He figured it out, though. He settled down after that North Carolina game when they had a scare, 21-20 in Chapel Hill. Everything just came together for him. He slowed everything down. And I think he's playing as an elite level as Joe Burrow. Now, Joe Burrow's had, you know, collectively a better season. There's no question about that. But right now, in this moment in time, I think Trevor Lawrence is playing every bit as good as Joe Burrow, and that's why this matchup's going to be so fun.
What does the game have to – how does it have to go for Clemson to win this game tonight?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. One, you know, Clemson doesn't need to play a slow-down, snail's pace on offense to keep LSU off the field, but they need to control the pace. And by controlling the pace, I think that means knowing when to kind of run at your normal – offensive pace, and when to pull back a little bit. You know, give your defense a rest if they need a blow. The problem with that is you got to stay ahead of the chains on downs. You got to get enough on first and second down so you're not in some third and longs with a lot of pressure coming at Trevor Lawrence with all-out blitzes. So they've got to kind of execute, run the football. I think a lot of this is going to be Travis Etienne tonight. If Clemson wins this game, that's who people are going to be talking about because I think he's – prime for a big game. I think Clemson wants to pound the football. I think they want to wear LSU down up front. That's where Clemson has an advantage, Paul. Their offensive line is very good. I think LSU is not quite any, you know, elite defensive front, and I think Clemson can wear this team down because LSU does not have a ton of depth, and that's going to be very key in the second half for Travis Etienne in the run game.
All right, so does the winner of this game get to be the real Death Valley until they play again sometime?
That works for me. They are going to play at some point down the road. So maybe we'll finally solve that for once and for all. But for until then, yes, I think the winner of this game is to claim the real Death Valley tag.
Brad Sink of 105.5 The Roar with us here on ESPN Central Texas. Clemson and LSU tonight at 5:30.
It's Matt Mosley's show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer, Baylor Athletic, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. January is a new year for new deals on 2020 Silverados. Great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
Congratulations to the Green and Gold for a great 2019 football season. InCommons Bank enjoys being part of the community here in Waco, and we are excited to see what the 2020 football season will bring on the Brazos. Our mission at InCommons Bank is to be the best community bank in Central Texas, and we are doing just that. Our locations include Mahia, Fairfield, Coolidge, Mart, Rosebud, and Waco. Stop by any of our branches or visit us online at InCommonsBank.com to find out more about us. Come see me, Regina, and go Green and Gold.
Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Bambi Eskew from Alan Samuels House of Travel. When was the last time you experienced an adventure that took your breath away? Well, the time is now. Holland American Line and Alan Samuels House of Travel proudly present On Stage Alaska, an exhilarating live performance and stunning visual presentation. You'll discover all the great land has to offer. Towering mountains, ice age glaciers, abundant wildlife, dog sledding, gold panning, and so much more. All in the hands of Alaska's oldest and most respected cruise line company. Holland American Line. On Stage Alaska. Here for a one-night presentation, Tuesday, January 14th at the Waco Hippodrome Theater. Doors will open at 6 p.m., presentation at 6:30. Don't miss this refreshingly different travel show or the opportunity for all the special bonus travel benefits that we will offer. On Stage Alaska. Call Alan Samuels House of Travel today for any questions and to RSVP. 254-776-2560, and we hope to see you there.
Does the thought of mice, rats, or other rodents taking up residence in your walls or attic kind of make you feel uncomfortable? Well, once inside, these unwanted critters can cause thousands of dollars in damage to your home. The experts at 855-BUGS can identify points of entry and eliminate them. They use a variety of methods to keep rodents out. So be proactive, not reactive. Let 855-BUGS ensure your home is protected with a free inspection and comprehensive treatment plan.
Honey, I think we got critters.
Visit 855-BUGS.com right now to schedule your free inspection.
Barolo's Pizza, a Waco tradition since 1969 and consistently voted best pizza in Waco. With two locations to serve you, one on Valley Mills Drive and one in Hewitt. Papa Rolo's Pizza, open Monday through Friday with lunch specials. You can find out more at www.paparolos.com. Whether you dine in, carry out, drive through, or order online, it's Papa Rolo's Pizza. Best pizza in Waco, best pizza on earth.
After my first car accident, I feared the biggest damage would be to my wallet. I expected a mountain of bills and a long, drawn-out process. But my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent was there when I needed her and helped me get back on my feet and in my car in no time. Instead of a hassle, I got reassurance and a quick recovery.
Visit Texas Farm Bureau Insurance today at tfbinsurance.com to find an agent who's there when you need them most. Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Have a business or a school or a team that needs to put their logo on something? Then let the pros at Mallory Screen Printing and Embroidery do the job for you. They can customize your logo on t-shirts, caps, dress shirts, golf shirts, winter apparel, and more. Stickers for any occasion, banners and signs, large or small. See more at MalloryPrint.com or call 1-800-433-2220. For your next custom screen printing or embroidery, check out their full catalog at MalloryPrint.com.
Pleasant tonight, national championship game in New Orleans.
Sorry, we're going to run that just after 5 o'clock. We're not going to do them back-to-back. We'll do that one again a little bit later. Here from Brad Sinkiv tonight, LSU and Clemson, here on ESPN Central Texas. We'll have that for you starting pregame at 5:30. So tons of coverage from ESPN live from New Orleans the entire time. And I think it's going to be a fantastic game. I do think, you heard me say to Brad Sinkiv in that interview, that it is one of the more, I think it's the most compelling matchup because Clemson has played in all these national championship games. LSU is this great story with Coach O and Joe Burrow and all those guys. So all of that's coming back over and over and over again. Tigers versus Tigers. Who's the real Death Valley? So many different storylines here. And I do, Smokey, I think that this is the most compelling matchup we could have gotten in the national title game tonight.
Now, you have the team. And here's the thing. You know, you hear about the what is it when you have so much of the same thing over and over, you get tired of something. Mm-hmm. What's the – like the Patriots are to the in the NFL or Alabama has been to college football. Then you look up, mm-hmm. Clemson's the new Bama.
Yeah, they are.
Now, Alabama stretched theirs out longer since Saban that year in 2009, and they won a chunk. Mm-hmm. But if you look up at tonight, if Clemson handles LSU, that's what, 3 in 5 years?
Yeah.
But you don't hear that same pushback about Clemson as you do Alabama.
Well, and think about this.
Why not?
Because of Dabo. I think people like him.
They'll get tired of him quickly.
Yeah, but because Bama was there for a lot longer, Clemson's still a bit of an upstart. Bama has 75 years of football behind them, as where Clemson just has these in their history. They have these little short periods where they've been good, and now they've been great. I mean, they had one national title before all this, 1980, right? 79, 80.
I think it was 80.
Yeah, so they had that, and then. And then they were just a good team for the most part.
Why'd you have to bring up 1980?
Oh, sorry. That's the year I was born. So
they won it. Danny Ford was the head coach.
Yeah, so they have that. But then they didn't have anything for 30-plus years other than just being kind of a good team.
Yeah.
You know, they were – and they became famous for a while for being a team that would beat everybody they were supposed to beat. And then when they got a chance to play a big boy – they would get knocked down badly. Dabo Sweeney flipped the script on that.
LSU went through the same thing between, what was the guy's name? It's MC, the head coach that was there for LSU for many, many years back in the day, until Saban won. Mm-hmm. LSU was almost that same team.
Yeah.
And now here they are. But this would be their first one in 14, 15, 12, 13 years, 12 mm-hmm. years.
12 years.
Yeah, 12 years.
Flynn's left, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. But Clemson, you don't see that. There's a word for that. You get annoyed with them. The same as you have the Patriots or the Packers. I mean, the Patriots or the Alabama.
But Dabo's
they win tonight. Will you have it?
Not me.
No.
I mean,
I don't think so.
And here's the thing. They're in the conference with my team. I'm not tired of them yet. You know, I'm more tired of... I think you shouldn't get tired of other teams being good. You should get tired of your team not being good enough.
I agree.
That's what you should get tired of.
I agree 100%.
I also think they're the blueprint of how things... I think programs should take a look at what Clemson did and how they were they gave Dabo the time to build that, because he didn't build it overnight. You know, they trusted in him, they believed in him, and he was able to, you know, get them to where they are now, where a lot of the times we don't see that. Like, if you don't succeed within 2 or 3 years, you're out.
Yeah, no, you're right. And there were, I think early on, there were questions about, because he was, again, there's a guy that was brought up with this, he was promoted from within. Mm-hmm. Orgeron, promoted from within, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're playing for the championship tonight.
And he's, Dabo's done something pretty incredible with his team. He's convinced his team that's won 29 straight games that nobody believes in them.
The location of this helps with that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, too, yeah. I mean, it is. And so now he can, that's what Brad Tinker said, that they can drive into this thing, and they're in absolutely hostile territory. 100%. He's been able to do that. He's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. You cannot put a price on that, how he can keep the chip on the shoulder and make it legitimate. Art Briles did it for a while at Baylor, and then I think maybe he didn't have as much time to keep doing that. You know, had he stayed, like, eventually, if you keep being good, you can't keep having the chip on your shoulder.
No, they lived off of that, and in some cases, that was living on the edge. That sometimes depends on who you listen to, was one of the reasons that perhaps they started to deal with some players that got them in trouble in the end. Dabo has made they've won three. This would be their third title in 5 years, and he's kind of created this feeling as if, man, no one respects us, when it's not the case whatsoever. 4:46 is the time. Paul will feature another part of the national championship game today at 5. We're off at 5:30, the pregame of the national title game. But right now, joined by Baylor and really ours as well, John Morris, voice of the Bears, and does a show with us every morning from 9 until 10. And earlier today was announced as the Texas Sportscaster of the Year, Co-Sportscaster of the Year. John, you're talking about in a group of names that are including, I'm sure, as you grow up and the names you learn, the history of Kern Tips and many others. What does today's honor mean to you?
Well, guys, I appreciate you having me on. Thanks very much. It is very humbling, number one, because you're right. You look at that list of guys who have won that award in the state of Texas and then nationally, and, you know, I'm not sure my name belongs with them. So that's what makes it so humbling, is because there are so many great, great broadcasters in our state, and humbling is the best word I can come up with right now.
So when you got the news, what was your reaction?
I cried. So Dave Gorin is the head of the National Sports Media Association that does this, and it was actually Saturday a week ago he was calling all the state winners. And that was the day we played Texas at home that night. And so Terry and I were out, and she was shopping, and I happened to be sitting in the car when Dave called. And I saw his name show up on my phone, and I thought, I wonder what this could be. And sure enough, you know, he told me that, co-winner along with Dale Hansen from Channel 8. And, I just kind of teared up when he told me that. And it means that much to me. It really does.
And it does. And here's the reaction we're getting right now from John Morris. Dale Hansen's reaction would be, and I'd known him a long, long time, as you have, John. His reaction is like, well, who am I sharing this with? You know?
Right.
You know, exactly.
Why am I sharing this? Do you think humbling would be a word that Dale would use?
No. the finalist of this award, though, insanity. Dale Hansen, Eric Nadel. Hansen's won it 5 times. Nadel's won it 8 times. Brad Shams won it 12 times, and Craig Way, also the only other college broadcaster to win this award. Now John Morris joins him as well. That's That's pretty salty right there, J-Mo.
Well, and when I was found out I was one of the finalists with those guys, you know, I was over the moon with that, just to be in that group of finalists with those guys who have the greatest respect for all of them. You know, Craig certainly at Texas, and Brad and Eric and Dale, and just to be a finalist with them, I felt like I'd won already, you know, just by being a finalist. So to move on to the next step beyond that is really unbelievable.
Well, you're already in, you're only in the middle of the year so far, John, for you as basketball is you know only halfway done, really not even there yet. What has it been like to add this honor onto what has already been a kind of a crazy year doing play-by-play for Baylor?
Well, you know, I think part of it is I think part of me winning this is the success of Baylor athletics. You know, if you're kind of plodding along and doing games that nobody's listening to, nobody notices, you know. But I think if you're doing it at a level like this with programs like we have here at Baylor, I think that certainly gets you noticed more than otherwise. So the success of Baylor athletics is a big part of this. And then obviously the guys and girls that I work with on all the other sports that I do. So, you know, it kind of, I think this fits right in with the, let's say this, I'm pulling my weight a little bit. With everybody else doing so well around here, maybe I'm pulling my weight a little bit now.
John, what would Frank Fallon say?
I would think, I know Frank would be proud because I learned from him, and I always give him credit for everything that we do that is positive. And, you know, I just think that what this does, it just continues the legacy that Frank started here at Baylor. And, again, it makes me proud anytime I have a chance to talk about Frank and what I learned from him.
Brad Sham, Eric Nadel, Vern Lundquist, of course, the name of Frank Lieber, Kern Tips. I'm not going to name everybody, but Gene Elston, Hansen, Mark Holtz, Ron Franklin, Craig Way, Mark Followell. And those are just some of them.
Yeah, hard to believe, isn't it? I mean, it really is hard to believe. In this state, too. You know, they do state winners. They do a sportscaster and a sports writer in each state. But you think about in the state of Texas, you know, I thought being named a finalist is just huge, mm-hmm. and I thought I would never actually win the award because there are so many great broadcasters in this state.
Yeah, it's a hell of a deal, man. We're proud of you. Thank you, J-Mo.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate
it. Appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
John Morris, voice of the Bears, named co-sportscaster of the year. Dale Hansen wins his fifth. J-Mo's first, second time a college broadcaster has won it. Some of the other guys have done college, but the main college, Craig Wade, 3 years ago, and John Morris, a part of this class of 2019. They'll have the banquet or the award ceremony nationwide at the end of June, which is a great time to have it because that's kind of an off time for most everybody, most broadcasters who are a part of it. Hey, Georgia's quarterback, Jake Fromm, remember, turned pro? Jamie Newman from Wake Forest is going to be Georgia's quarterback, it appears, next year.
Yeah, they needed a grad transfer and then they had a young guy who also left at Georgia. So they were kind of scrambling a little bit.
The transfer portal has helped.
It giveth and it taketh away.
But it exactly. You look at, let's look at since the transfer and the graduate transfer. Who are the best graduate transfers Baylor has seen since it really kind of began? Derek Thomas, the cornerback, was a big deal.
Yes.
We'll see how the tight end, how well he helps them this year.
Trying to think of other grad transfers.
Because under Solomon, there was not much. I mean, he started early. It was just a matter of time when Charlie Brewer took that job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they haven't had, Baylor has had a lot. And football, they haven't had a lot of good transfers. Of course, basketball's a completely hammer.
Yeah.
Basketball, they've had a bunch of them. So, for football, yeah, and both men's and women's basketball. I mean, shoot, women's basketball doesn't maybe win the national title last year without a grad transfer.
And this year, Taya Cooper's their leading scorer. And is dynamic, mm-hmm. really is. Different player than Chloe Jackson, but obviously one that is playing that point guard position. Yeah, at 4:53, Gary, we got about 2 minutes here in this hour. Okay, well, also, who are we going to tease at 5?
Jacques Doucette from WAFB. Okay.
So we've looked at LSU. We looked at Clemson. We're about to look at LSU. Bill Hancock, take it or leave it, he's been extended as the college football playoff executive director. I didn't mean to be. Paul, we're in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. He goes, hey, there's Bill Hancock. You want to get him on?
Nah.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't float my boat. I mean, he's a very powerful position, but I mean,
he is a lobbyist. That's what he is.
That's exactly.
He's a lobbyist. And so sometimes it's hard to interview a lobbyist because their job is to lobby no matter what the cost. Mm-hmm. If you're the lobbyist, if you found out tomorrow that lettuce made people go blind and you're the guy for the lettuce lobbyist, you'd be like, "Listen, it doesn't make everybody go blind. Just some people." Like, that's what you have to do. So, again, it's hard to be a lobbyist and then also be completely objective.
All right. On my Twitter timeline, this is from Brad. So, tonight, the most Bayou coach leads LSU against the most Southern coach at Clemson. Maybe the most Texan coach could be Baylor's head coach in Waco this upcoming year.
If it's Joey McGuire, if he wanted to have a Texan off... You, man, yeah, I don't know. I would certainly put a little money behind him.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, outside of a bum Phillips clone coming back and wearing a cowboy hat and boots on the sideline.
I've seen some of his, and a little bit of Friday's show, I've seen some of his pregame speeches that have been recorded by either other coaches or perhaps someone who's, there to record what's being said. Without Joey McGuire, could care less if the camera's running. He's the same guy. Whether the camera's running or not, he is full throttle.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder, one of the things, I mean, this is just me talking amongst myself here. Can he be that way at the college level and last?
I think so. I mean, like, he may have to, here's the thing. He's going to have to adapt to whatever the new role is. I think he's certainly clever enough to do that, but he can certainly be that way at the – you're going to adjust to each level. You can't probably be like you are in high school and college, but he's already been here for 3 years, and he knows that.
He soaked it in.
Yeah, he's not – I think the people who fail are the ones who cannot adjust their personality to each level that they did. Look, the coach in the national championship game for LSU tonight, Ed Orgeron's a great example of that. He had to completely reinvent himself for what he was doing. From an assistant coach to a head coach, and from the head coach at Ole Miss to the head coach at LSU. He's completely reinvented how he approaches things.
Well, that's what Mike McCarthy is trying to do, or has tried to do. We'll see how that translates. I still thought it was interesting when I looked up Bill Cowher's numbers, and then you look up Mike McCarthy's numbers, and very little difference between the two.
I wonder if he was sitting there watching that game, and here comes David Baker walking in, and he goes, well, hey!
And then, of course, if he's successful enough with Dallas, that doesn't hurt. That's kind of like winning with the Yankees.
Here's the thing. If I'm Mike McCarthy, I'm already writing down. He's probably about a 54 Portly. That's his jacket, which I've never been a favor of that terminology for jacket sizes, but that's probably what he is.
Here's one from Bill or from Butch. Do you think Mac Rhodes is waiting until after tonight's national championship game before making an announcement? I'm not saying there's a connection with either team. However, possibly some of their staff is moving on. He's waiting to approach candidates in event they could be considering going to LSU and Clemson. I'm getting a little anxious. That's from Butch. No, I don't think the timing of the game has anything to do with when Mac Rhodes. Now, do we know whether or not he's talked to somebody on one of those staffs? We don't know that. It'd be smart if he did.
Mm-hmm.
He would be, due respect to the popular pick of Joey McGuire.
Hey, Tony Elliott at Clemson is going to be in the next wave. Joe Brady is only 30, so I don't think he's going to be in this wave, but...
He might be in Matt Rhule's wave.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. If you're another team, you've got to go talk to Joe Brady and at least gauge where he's at right now.
Well, if you're going to talk to Lincoln Riley, who's 34, then you have to talk to Joe Brady, even though he's not a head coach, but Riley's been a head coach.
Sean McVay's, 33, 35?
Yeah. Blake Anderson, he's a Baylor guy, right? Mm-hmm. And his name has actually been a part of the little circulation of names and possibly the next head coach. He was named the Grant Taft Award winner by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, of course, suffered the loss of his wife during the football season this past year. 4:59, we'll focus in on LSU next. We're off at 5:30 as we lead you to the national championship game on ESPN Central Texas.
It's the Start Something New sales event going on now at Cameron Autoplex in Cameron, Texas.
Start the new year out with a bang. With 20% off MSRP on around 1,500 Lone Star Crew Cab. And when it comes to heavy-duty pickups, nobody has a better selection than Cameron Autoplex. Like 8,000 off MSRP on around 2,500 Bighorn Mega Cab 4x4. Start something new this year in a new Ram pickup from Cameron Autoplex. So make that short drive and save a lot, because it's always cheaper in Cameron.
Have you been tagged yet again in an engagement ring photo? Are hints being dropped all around you? Rest assured, D'Amore Fine Jewelers has been rescuing men seeking the perfect ring for over 25 years. Come in with a picture of her dream ring and we'll make it a reality. With our 5-year financing, custom design team, and selection of diamonds, we'll make the whole process fun and enjoyable. D'Amore Fine Jewelers on West Waco Drive.
Don Humidor has among the best top-rated cigars, not in the country, but the world, inside their 48-foot walk-in humidor. Rocky Patel, Padron, Ashton, Monte Cristo, Romeo and Julieta, Artur Fuente. If you want a cigar, no matter if it's harsh or something light, Churchill length or smaller, Don Humidor is where you go. And as for Carol and Ashley, two ladies that will greet you with a smile and great intelligence and knowledge in the cigar business. Don Chumador in the Townwood Shopping Center of Valley Mills in Waco.
Hi, this is Brad Sham. Stonewood Dental is your comfortable and remarkable home for a full spectrum of general dentistry starting at age 6 months. They feature a specialized treatment of TMJ pain known as bioesthetics, the highest degree of bite correction treatment that relieves patients of pain and gives them the smile of a lifetime. From simple fillings to full cosmetic reconstructions, Stonewood Dental also specializes in oral or IV sedation, implants, and wisdom teeth removal. They accept most insurance policies, including Medicaid and CHIP, at Stonewood Dental in Robinson.
Why drive an SUV like every other when you can drive a Cadillac? Improbably spacious, impressively stylish. The Cadillac XT4, the midsize XT5, and the 7-passenger XT6 offer the ideal size to fit your lifestyle. Get a gently used 2019 XT4 for only $33.9. Or the midsize 2019 XT5 for just $42.9. Qualified buyers can get a new 2020 XT6 lease for just $4.99 a month. Experience Cadillac today at Richard Carr Cadillac. See dealer for details.
While your favorite team strives to add more gold championship trophies to their trophy case, in business, a championship decision is partnering with UBO Business Services and Sean Hunt. Boasting an industry-leading 94% first-time fix rate, UBO Business Service leaves their copier service competitors in the dust with their own average first-time fix rate of less than 40%. Call Sean Hunt at UBO Business Services today, 254-772-1600. That's 254-772-1600.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas.
LSU and Clemson tonight, national championship game in New Orleans. Jacques Doucette, WAFB, joins us now. And Jacques, this LSU team has been magical all year. Joe Burrow, Ed Orgeron, I mean, the Cajunist of all the Cajun coaches, who is just written out of a storybook to coach this team. Everything's gone right for them so far this year. It's been so magical. What, though, on the other side of that, what scares you about this Clemson team that hasn't lost in almost 3 years now?
Well, what you hear about Clemson is that Brent Venables is the best defensive coordinator in the country and that he is capable of coming up with game plans and thinking of things that his own players say, wow, how'd you think of that? Or where'd you come up with that angle from? So LSU will have to play a game that we have not seen them play. Even in the Auburn game this year when LSU scored 23 points, they moved the ball up and down the field for big offensive numbers, just had some stalls in the red zone and made some mistakes. So, you know, I think that Clemson's defense, what they're able to come up with, is something I'm thinking about. And they've got guys that are battle-tested and they've been in the situation. But I would be more worried about just LSU playing an uncharacteristic game more than what Clemson presents for LSU. And I'm not taking anything away from Clemson, and I know they've won 29 straight in two of the last three national championships. I just think that LSU, with their confidence in the way they've played all year long, I think they're going to have to beat themselves to lose the game.
Joe Burrow is, you know, the best story in college football maybe this year with the transfer and just everything about him. What does he mean to Baton Rouge and the Tiger faithful now?
Man, I don't know if I can describe that in a few in a few words. He is a living legend. He can no longer go out and eat with his family or his teammates or really go anywhere. He is he's a living beetle, so to speak. He has just become a superstar. You know, I got to know Billy Cannon in the last few years before he passed away, and even 50 years after he won the Heisman, he would come out to charity events and be the biggest draw a lot of times. That changes everything. And, you know, from the Cajun spelling of Burrow on the back of jerseys to the countless amount of people who cried when they saw him give his speech at the Heisman Trophy, all the touchdown passes he's thrown and all the games he's won, and not a Louisiana native, a guy who came from the outside. And, you know, when he showed up, you know, his first year, he was at 46% completions after three games. And after nine games, he had thrown six touchdown passes total and got shut out at home by Alabama 29-0. So for this to happen in his second year and what is his final year at LSU, we'll be talking about this from years to come. And the people that cover Joe Burrow will be talking about, yeah, I covered Joe Burrow, or I got to meet him, or whatnot. You know, LSU's had a lot of star players, Tyrann Mathieu, Leonard Fournette, Darius Geis. He goes on and on and on, Patrick Peterson. But this guy is, I would have to say, number one, and especially if he wins a national championship tonight and LSU finishes 15-0, this will be great. This will be LSU's greatest team ever, and the Heisman Trophy winner on LSU's greatest team ever. I would think you would have to say that's the greatest player in LSU history.
Another person who, of course, reinvented himself with was Coach O. He was not successful at Ole Miss, and one of the best recruiters in the country, wherever he was, you know, whether it be Miami or USC or wherever, he's been fantastic. But he had to reinvent himself as a head coach. What have you seen from him over the last couple of years that has shown you that he learned from his past stops and built on it here at LSU?
Well, the first thing he had to do was he had to survive, and certainly there were a couple of torpedoes that hit the battleship early in his LSU stay. They got blasted at Mississippi State early in the year, and then they lost Troy at home in 2017, and I can't tell you how nasty things were in Baton Rouge. LSU had made a disastrous hire. Joe Oliva was incompetent. The LSU program was going to go down the toilet, and they were able to kind of steady the ship and recruit better players, including Joe Burrow. And Ed Orgeron will tell you that the way he coached at Ole Miss was not the right way to coach. He was just a bombastic, I'm going to be mean to everybody, we're going to get everybody tough type coach. And that doesn't work. And he would, obviously, LSU has much better resources than Ole Miss. LSU's got gets much better recruits, and he has been to this point a perfect fit in terms of a Louisiana guy who can keep the talent at home. He's a very down to earth man. He's not pretentious, and he realizes too that he's surrounded by great coaches, and he lets those guys coach, and he's not hard headed. And he's been willing to change. And they brought in this 29-year-old kid, Joe Brady, to overhaul the offense. And that has transformed LSU from a 9-win, 10-win program to being 14-0 and playing for a national championship. So it really is he's a very, very young, 58 years old. He's entering pretty much a new career. And depending on what he accomplishes in the next decade or so, he could put his name up there with the all-time greats as well, I think.
All right, last question before I let you go. Clemson travels really well, but that is pretty much a futile effort, seeing as you guys are, you know, less than an hour down the road from Baton Rouge and in New Orleans right now. What will that stadium be like tonight?
Well, that's one of my biggest questions, Paul, because I was here. I've covered all three of these national championship games in the 2000s for LSU. Last time LSU was here, Alabama had that place 50-50. I mean, there were a lot of Alabama fans in there. Now, this time around, we'll see. I think some Clemson people are out of money. You know, they go to so many playoff games, and they've gone to so many national championships in recent years. Maybe there won't be as many of them in there. But certainly everybody I know, friends, family, have been looking for tickets, trying to get tickets. So I think LSU fans are probably buying up those tickets on the secondary market more than Clemson fans. And, you know, a lot of LSU guys obviously are from New Orleans. A lot of guys have watched the Saints on TV, and Drew Brees in the Superdome for years, played in a national, or played in a high school championship in the Dome. This is going to be a special night for them, and they're a very mature group of 18 to 22-year-old kids who want to finish the job.
Jacques Doucette, WAFB and Baton Rouge with us here on ESPN Central Texas. Clemson and LSU pregame starts at 5:30 here on ESPN Central Texas.
What are you supposed to do when you pull up behind a truck that doesn't even have a hitch? I mean, it's like looking at plumber's crack. Do you cover your kids' eyes, look away, and switch radio stations? Hi, Jay here from Pickup Outfitters, asking for your help to end this embarrassing form of truck nudity. If you have a truck, at some point, you need to pull something. It could be a trailer to haul stuff off to the dump, maybe a jet ski, a boat, an RV, a horse trailer, even just a bike rack. The point is, put a hitch on your truck's backside. And at Pickup Outfitters, we actually install more hitches than anything else. Whether it's a receiver hitch, a gooseneck, or a fifth wheel, we'll cover your aspirations to not drive a nude truck. And all hitches are covered by the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. So cover your rear end with a new hitch from Pickup Outfitters on Lake Erie Drive in Waco, where we're fighting to end truck nudity in Central Texas. Check them out on our website at createacommotion.com/hitches.
Don't miss the Lone Star Gun Show Saturday and Sunday at the Bell County Expo Center. You'll find great items at terrific prices on new and used guns, knives, swords, hunting gear, books, coins, medals, and ammo. Best of all, you'll enjoy browsing with the benefit of paying discount prices. Hours are 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 4 Sunday. Bring in your old gun and trade up for the gun you've always wanted. Lone Star Gun Show Saturday and Sunday at the Bell County Expo Center in Belton.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed, smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. And a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. And a long distance meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. It's better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's group meal.
Next in line.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Visit us online at turnerchevy.com. For the best deal on your new Chevrolet, stop by and see the all-new 2019 Silverado 1500 today.
At Community Bank and Trust, the term mobile community refers to all of our banking platforms. Online banking, mobile apps, mobile browser banking, even voice banking. No matter what device you're on, you'll be able to complete any banking function. We've taken customer account access and convenience to the next level with Community Bank and Trust. Enjoy state-of-the-art banking anywhere, anytime, on any device. Member FDIC.
J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance for 8 consecutive years for the highest customer satisfaction with auto insurers in Texas. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Save big bucks on storage sheds, lawn furniture, and more right now at Lone Star Structures in Lawton Temple. Learn more at LoneStarStructures.com. MLB has announced their punishment for the Astros in regards to their cheating scandal. Manager A.J. Hinch and GM Jeff Luhnow have both been handed one-year suspensions without pay, while the Astros will also lose their first and second round picks in the next two drafts and have to pay a $5 million fine. In light of the news, Astros owner Jim Crane has dismissed both Hinch and Luhnow. Baylor defensive lineman James Lynch has announced he'll skip his senior season to enter the NFL draft. Baylor men's basketball is now the number two team in the country. Guard Jared Butler was today named the Big 12's Player of the Week, while teammate Macy Oteague got Newcomer of the Week honors. Lady Bears are also number two in the polls, while Nalissa Smith was named the Big 12 Women's Player of the Week. LSU tangles with Clemson tonight for the national championship. We'll have full game coverage beginning at 5:30 right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600, UBO Business Services.
Still blown away. National championship game coming up here on ESPN Central Texas. We'll take you right into the pregame at 5:30 kickoff just after 7. Still blown away when you have the NFL into the conference championships. Baylor men's and women's basketball is both ranked number two in the country. Coaching search. Let me see else. And then you have this Astros story just dumped. And this is stunning. Mm-hmm. You heard kind of the reverberation. You knew something was going to happen. You knew that it's almost like Rob Manfred had to react in some way. Not only does he react, but Jim Crane doesn't waste any time. Gone. Two major parts of the franchise in A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luno. Luno's the one that built the roster.
Well, and from Jim Crane's perspective, two things. One, you fire him and you look like you're coming down hard on a cheating scandal and all that stuff, which, again, he probably knew about. And number two, if they're gone for a year, what good can they do you right now?
No,
so why
no.
not go yeah. get a new manager
the
and a
Saints,
GM?
But the Saints were patient. Mm-hmm. Very patient.
Well, and look, the Saints might have also known like their roster was not ready to compete for a Super Bowl anyway, so why not be patient?
The FCA's Super Centex Victory Bowl that's played every year at Waco ISD Stadium, Don Hyde and Kevin Hoffman will be the head coaches, both coming off, of course, yet another great year. Hyde and La Vega losing to Carthage in the state championship game, marked winning their third consecutive state title. So congratulations to those two. All right,
breaking college football news as well right now.
What?
Chuba Hubbard.
Oh, the running back at Oklahoma State. They are set up to be really good. Mike Gundy's done a nice job with Oklahoma State anyway. Tylan Wallace is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Chuba Hubbard's coming back, the running back who might have been as good as J.K. Dobbins or...
He's as good as anybody in the country.
Yeah.
He is.
And
you got another year of Spencer Sanders, who many coaches believe has the best arm in the Big 12, and he's athletic to boot. You get him back in and, you know, in rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is from Grant. I don't talk much about women's basketball, but Nalissa Smith is a bad... She seems to have flown under the radar with the talk about Cooper and Cox, her toughness, anger, and the shots. I bet she frustrates her opponents. She's coming off a monster game against Oklahoma State after what was a phenomenal fourth quarter when she all of a sudden became known around the country, which she kind of did in a way with how she performed when Lauren Cox went down in the championship game. All right, Big 12. Now, let's see. Nothing tonight. Tomorrow you have Texas Tech at K-State. Texas Tech is now 1-2. Kansas at Oklahoma trying to bounce back from the loss to Baylor. And then TCU at West Virginia. West Virginia is 13-2, and you hear a lot of good things about their team. They're 2-1. Baylor and TCU both 3-0. Baylor next game Wednesday at home against Iowa State, and then at Oklahoma State coming up on Saturday. All right? There's that. Somebody asked me, hey, would you say something about Wednesday? I'm not going to do it. As Scott Drew said, the players have earned the respect of those to come and watch them play.
It's either going to happen or it's not.
No, I'm tired of it waiting for it to happen. All right, now let's do. We got to do Days on Earth. We still have plenty of time.
No, we've got to do Days on Earth.
Why?
Because we've got.
Oh, we got the JMO thing too, yeah. Right? It was nice to have him on. 1908. Mm-hmm. Days on Earth. Andre Farman, or Farman, becomes the first person to fly an observed circuit of more than 1 kilometer, winning the Grand Prix of Deviation. 1942, Henry Ford patents the method of constructing plastic auto bodies.
Hmm.
Huh. 1943, Adolf Hitler declares total war against the Allies. That ended poorly. It was a horrible situation in our world, right? 1966, the first African-American selected for a presidential cabinet. LBJ selects Robert C. Weaver to run at HUD. 1968, Minnesota North Stars, now the Dallas Stars. Bill Masterson suffers head injuries during a game, dies 2 days later, becomes the first ever NHL player to die as a result of something inside of a game. 1978, NASA selects its first ever women astronauts.
Like Sally Ride.
Mm-hmm. 1978 YMCA files a libel suit against Village People's YMCA song.
Does it ever?
It's one of the great dance songs, crowd songs
but
ever.
I'm going to ask you this, Smokey. Does it ever make you wonder why, like, people kind of ignore what the song's really about and they're doing it?
Yeah. I don't think anyone's paying attention to what the song's about.
No.
I think
it's I'm not going to bring it up because I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
It's a fun song.
It is a fun song. It's fun for those guys at the YMCA, too.
1982, Henry Aaron, Frank Robinson elected to Baseball's Hall of Fame. In 1983, American Medical Association urges a ban on boxing, citing Muhammad Ali's deteriorating condition. 99-year-old Otto Boucher becomes the oldest man to record a hole-in-one at Spanish Golf Course in La Manga's 12th hole. 1985. The 1987, seven top New York City mafia bosses, two of them named Catalina, sentenced to 100 years in prison each. 1989, Jerry Parks, Oklahoma defensive back, charged with shooting a teammate. And that was that. That started that run. Wasn't it very soon after that was Charles Thompson?
Yeah.
1990, the first ever African-American governor inaugurated Douglas Wilder in Virginia. 1992, Jeffrey Dahmer, American serial killer, pleads guilty but insane. 1994, Sean Eric Eckert and Derek Brian Smith arrested and charged with attack of skater Nancy Kerrigan. Boy, I think that's when all hell broke loose. That's about the time. When was the hanging, Chad?
That was 2000.
All right. This is when really America went straight to the crap hole. Right?
94 had Nancy Kerrigan and OJ. Like, all wrapped into it.
Those two things ended our world. In 1999, Michael Jordan announces his second retirement just prior to lockout shortened 1989 season.
And there would be one more retirement when he came back and played for the Wizards.
Bill
which
Gates.
I know people don't choose to remember.
I try not to remember that one.
Yeah.
In 2000, Bill Gates steps aside as chief executive of Microsoft, promoting Steve Ballmer. Now they owns the Clippers. In 2001, Atlanta Hawks retired Dominic Wilkins. Boy, he could fly, but he also was just a really good scorer. His number 21 jersey in pregame 21 jersey in pregame ceremonies at Phillips Arena.
Born on this date. In 1934, Rip Taylor, actor and comedian, The Gong Show, the $1.98 beauty show. He had confetti all the time. He just died last year. In 1945, Cornelius Bumpus, saxophonist and keyboardist for the Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan, was born in Dallas. He died in 04. In 1961, one of the most talented and funny women in the world, Julie Louis-Dreyfus, comedian and actress from Seinfeld, Veep. She is absolutely wonderful and fantastic. Big fan of her. In 1970, Shonda Rhimes, who did Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice and Scandal. Not a big fan of hers. 1977, Orlando Bloom from Pirates of the Caribbean and Lord of the Rings. Movies that Smokey has never seen.
I've seen Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
I've never seen Lord of the Rings. 1929, Wyatt Earp. U.S. Marshal, O.K. Corral, dies at the age of 80.
At 80?
Yeah.
That's going to be a drastic change in what you've seen.
Yeah. Oh, man. Jacob Rupert, CEO of Yankees for 24 years from 1915 to 39, dies in 1939. And 2010, Theodore Teddy Pendergrass, oh, my goodness, great singer, dies of respiratory failure at the age of 59. All right, thanks to Scott Drew, Brad Sinkow. We appreciate him talking Clemson. Jacques Doucette, who discussed LSU with Paul. Thanks to Kim Mulkey, Nalissa Smith, and also Taya Cooper for being a part of the show. Thanks to Garrett Ross, Paul Catalina. Coming up, we'll have the pregame show, LSU and Clemson, at 5:30, leading up to kickoff just after 7. For Paul Catalina, Garrett Ross, I'm David Smoke. Thank you for listening whenever you do, however long it might be.